If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
All right.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
All right. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is episode 929. I'm here with Alex and Mark. What's up, guys? Thanks for
doing it again. The two of us are doing it again. It's becoming a regular thing now.
Yeah. And I'm the floating head today, and you're just going to have to live with the fact that, like, I don't have the same fancy setup. I probably could have it, but I just didn't invest any time in it. So we're just going to have to deal with these sharp, hard, weird layouts. But that's fine. I think people will be okay with it. What I was looking at, I know we were going to talk about the Mar-a-Lago shit. But what I saw that caught my eye upon opening the Jewish brainwashing feed this morning was that they've declined to indict Carolyn Bryant. And so for those of you out in Rio Rhinelander, Carolyn Bryant was a woman who was sexually assaulted by Emmett Till. And they have for years, because the two men, her husband and another guy that actually killed Till, got away with it. A white jury found them not guilty. And they then later on, they actually told some libtard magazine that they did it. Which is fucking dumb, but whatever. And in any case, no one's ever been held so-called accountable for Till's death. And so their last thing was, like, get this old lady. And the two guys that killed him are themselves both dead now. Never having faced so-called justice for doing this. So they've been going after this old woman. And I've got this New York Times article up here, which is basically sums it up. We've talked about a lot of this before. But, there was some shenanigans here. So it says, first of all, a grand jury in LaFour County had already decided in 2007 not to indict Mrs. Donham. That came after federal officials had launched an investigation in 2004, as Till's family and others maintained that other people had been involved in the lynching. Well, there was actually two other people involved in the lynching. They were both black. There's two niggers involved in it. Investigators exhumed Emmett's body. They exhumed this kid's body like 50 years after the fact in 2004. They also discovered a long-lost trial transcript and produced an 8,000-page report handed over to local prosecutors. The amount of effort that went into this bullshit. A Justice Department investigation was reopened after a historian, we covered this historian that basically made shit up, Timothy B. Tyson, Duke University professor, claimed in a 2017 book that Miss Donham had recanted the most salacious part of her account, including claims made during the trial that the teenager had grabbed her and made sexually crude remarks, which is all of that is accurate as far as we know. So the book by Tyson says that she said that part wasn't true. However, the recantation was not included in the portions of his conversations with her that had been recorded. Funny that. He was relying on his notes. And because of that, in December, the federal government had to close a new investigation that was open because of that book without doing anything, because when they went to interview her, she said, no, everything I said in the trial was accurate. That professor guy is lying. I never recanted to him. And because of that, and I remember they were reading this, that they were kind of annoyed at how it went. They went about it because they had given her this out of, like, you know, just telling the truth. And they were mad at this guy, Tyson. They're like, why didn't you take notes, or why didn't you record it when you got her to say this? Like, dude, it's because he's fucking lying. It's because he's lying. So they didn't indict this old woman.
Imagine they'd taken those resources, put them in just arresting niggers.
Right. Well, I don't, like, again, you know, The only reason, you know, we, you know, frankly, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it forever. I don't give a shit if you've heard this 100 times, if you've heard it 500 times, or if you've heard it 929 times because you listen to this show. They don't give a fuck if a 14-year-old nigger dies. Nobody cares. The reason is only because the killers were white and because they hate white people. That's it. Like, they are following up. Like, there were, how many 14-year-old niggers have died of violence in the times that they have been spending going after this bullshit? And they've got activists doing it. They've got lawyers. They spent probably millions of dollars.
We've talked before about the fact that his father was a, wasn't he executed for rape?
Raped a bunch of Italian women. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, he was executed. And I've said this a couple times recently in the same prison where they put Ezra Pound for being a Nazi sympathizer. And you can read in Ezra Pound's poetry, there's a line about when they killed, they killed Till. He doesn't, like, again, he says, I always say, he doesn't show any sympathy for it. He just says, like, he doesn't really react to it at all. He's just like, oh, he's dead. I should find the lines, actually. It's pretty good. In one of his cantos, I guess those are his famous poems. But Ezra Pound was actually based, very based. But and they created a big problem for them because he was this internationally recognized, celebrated poet, and also he loved Nazis. And so they had to just put him in jail for no reason at all. But yeah, so Till's father was raping women in Italy, and they eventually put him to death in Italy. I don't know if he was put to death by the military or if they handed him over to the Italians and the Italians did it. Either way, it could have been that the government did it because he was just in a prison in Italy, which I'm assuming was being administered by America at that point. But yeah.
Anyway, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, of course not. And according to Carolyn Bryant's, Warren located her memoir. She actually, or she had written a memoir. And it was either like put out by her on purpose or put out by people around her or leaked or something. And in the memoir, which just came out again recently, again, also to gin up stupid coverage around this, she says, yeah, he grabbed me around he came around the behind the counter, which you're not supposed to do in a store. And frankly, employees of stores that I've been speaking to, this might have changed. People I've spoken to that have been a manager or a clerk at like a you know, a store where you go and buy stuff, are told like you can take action if they go behind the counter, like that's considered a threat, and you're allowed to defend yourself at that point. Which is what happened that Dominican Jose Alba that stabbed that nigger to death in New York. Which, by the way, if I don't know if you guys remember when this happened a few weeks ago, some Dominican bodega owner stabbed this nigger to death.
He went back to the Dominican Republic.
We got a win-win here. We get a win-win. So basically, Jose Alba is a hero. Because he stabbed a nigger and then went back to the Dominican Republic. I'm like, this is exactly what we want.
Can we just bring more Dominicans here to do that?
Yeah.
And then they go back? Like, yeah. Like a safari. Like, a Dominican safari. They can just come here and stab niggers.
They're just temporary migrant workers doing the... Need somebody to do the dead nigger storage, though.
Doing the jobs Americans won't do.
Literally won't do. Literally nobody will do this job. I mean, Jose Alba, they actually had to...
This job for some reason.
They had to fight for this dude's freedom. Like, they had to, like, actually get... They would put him in Rikers. And they had to, people had to be like, yo, let him out. What the fuck? Anyway, he did nothing wrong. Well, other than, like, come to America, he did nothing wrong. But again, when you look at that part of New York City where that happened, I mean, you don't want to be there. I mean, you don't want to be there now. Who knows what you... 50 years ago, 100 years ago, probably nice.
And that's kind of funny. He went all the way back to the Dominican Republic. And he's like, no, that's better than being here.
Lower crime. I'm telling you. The Dominican Republic is going to have less crime than the neighborhoods in New York City where Dominicans live adjacent to blacks.
Dominican Republic is only like, well, I think their racial makeup is like 50% black, 50% white, somewhere around there with a little bit of Native American thrown in. So they're basically mulattoes, which is whiter than most of America's major cities.
Yeah, see, Dominicans are racist as fuck against blacks, as we know, because they share an island with Haiti, and so...
Dominicans will actually push back if you say that they're black. No, I'm not black, I'm Dominican.
Yeah, they don't... I mean, I don't want to be mean or anything, but, like, when I look at Dominicans, I see black people that speak Spanish. I see, like, high yellas. They're like, high yellas that speak Spanish. Is like, that's how I recognize a Dominican. But they don't want to be black. It's funny, even that just like that half, that 50% white, and they're like, yeah, we got nothing to do with these niggers over here. But yeah, there's that one Dominican on YouTube who's actually like a TRS fan, so I don't want to go too far. That guy, well, he hates black people.
Is he still there? Did he
get I'm sure he's been long since banned. He was saying shit that was just like, I hate blacks. I don't care. Dominicans should like do. He's basically saying Dominicans need to be loyal to their race and like kill black people.
Well, if Dominican Republic, if they want to invade Haiti, I'm like, you know, I will support you ideologically.
They don't want to do it, though. They don't want anything to do it, because they're like, if we breach that border, it could become porous. Like, there could be some leaking the other way. They're just like, we're just going to erect a huge wall and let the blacks die on the side of the island that they've already, like, denuded of all vegetation.
Yeah. You could do that, just replant trees.
Right, right.
That's like a case study in race realism. We've got an island.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You've got, like, half the island is full of niggers, the other half is full of, like, mulattoes, and the mulatto half is thriving, and the nigger half is just complete.
It's literally as close as you can get to, like, an actual A-B test, where yeah. you have almost all variables are controlled in human society. It's, like, the same island.
That's why they suck.
Right.
That's why they suck. It's goddamn French.
Yeah. It's, like, the same island, same climate, same weather, same fauna, same flora. Same, all the conditions are the same. Wait, what'd it be like? Remember Hitler's Island, where that guy's like, what if Hitler were on an island enjoying nice weather, and you could somehow just make the weather worse just so he would have to suffer a little bit just for no reason other than you could do it? And I'm like, well, what if, like, we had an island? What if Hitler's Island was the Dominican Republic, and you could put Hitler in the Dominican Republic, or you could put him in Haiti? And the only reason is because you hate Hitler. So which would you choose?
I want to see the Jared Diamond analysis of why one side of the island is worse off than the other.
That would be interesting.
I want to see what kind of things they could possibly construct.
See, Jared Diamond...
The public has domesticatable animals, and Haiti just doesn't for some reason. You know, they're like, you know, they got a border. You
know. Well, what's funny is it's like he comes in after niggers have, like, ruined whatever area they're in, and he's like, well, look, there's just no resources here. No wonder they're poor. It's like going into a food desert where niggers live in America and then being like, well, of course, like, no, like, racism, like, no one wants to give them food or something. It's like, no. You're coming in, like, five steps down the road. Like, there was stuff here. Now there's not. Because niggers are here. Right. Which we see, like, all the time. Like, all these stores where they're saying niggers are allowed to steal are, like, shutting down now. Like, Rite Aid and CVS and all the stores where they pass those laws where, like, okay, you can steal up to $1,000 or something like that, and we won't prosecute them. All those stores.
Is the photos of the stores where they've got the plexiglass around everything. Like, bags of potato chips are, like, behind plexiglass.
Like, anti-theft devices on toothpaste.
Well, okay. And,
like, hair products.
Now, I saw a meme where there was only one product in the store that didn't have an anti-theft device, and that was, like, sunscreen. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. It could have just been a meme, but that's pretty funny. I think niggers can get sunburned, though.
They can. They can get skin cancer. They just think they're immune because they got that melanin magic, my nigga.
Yeah, no, that doesn't actually work like that. I mean, yeah, that's funny. They would think that, right? You see, the thing is, like, they should use sunscreen, but they won't because they're too stupid. They think that the melanin, like, does something for them.
I got to harvest the energy from the sun to unlock my chakras, nigga.
Dude, so the other day we were like, over the weekend, I was with some people, and they were playing chess. And one guy that was there had worked in a prison before. And he's like, I just associate chess with niggers. Because he's like, all day, every day in the jail, these niggers are sitting there playing chess. So when I see white people playing it, I'm like, look at these. What are you trying to be, a nigger? I was like, no.
Or checkers types of people.
No, see, I think niggers like the idea of chess. But they're really bad at it. Like, you remember, like, Wu-Tang Clan and, like, Mystery of Chess Boxing and all that stupid shit they would do, like, talking about playing chess and, like, kung fu and all that stuff. They like shit that looks, like, mystical and intelligent, you know? Like, they like that shit because they don't understand how it is to really be smart. So they create, like, myths about what it is to be smart. Like, being smart is like being some chess grand champion master, right? But it's funny. I actually knew a kid that was good at chess when I lived in New York. And one time we went down to the... like the block party in our neighborhood, which was mostly Dominicans, but also some blacks. And they had chess out, like, on these tables. And he bet he could win. Like, this is not, I am not, like, this is not bullshit. He literally won five games at once against five different people. But the reason is because he was actually, like, a ranked player in high school. And so you can just, if you're that good, like, niggers on the street, you're going to be able to beat five of them. It doesn't matter. You don't need to be, like, pondering the board. Like, you could just walk and just say, okay, move here, here. So, yeah. And they were like, the niggers were like, oh, they were like really fascinated with him after that. They thought he was like some kind of like super genius.
It's like when you do a magic trick in front of a black.
Yeah. Well, they just run away.
Oh, I mean, how does nigga checkmate me, nigga?
I think there's some regional differences. Like, I think the West Indies niggers and the ones that go to Britain, because they come out of the West Indies, like these Jamaican type or like Trinidadian, these are fucking ultra superstitious blacks.
Yeah.
I think in America, the niggers that have been around for a long time in the ghettos and stuff, like, they just don't, I don't know, they're just so enervated, like, I don't even know if they even think about stuff. But in South Africa...
Yeah, the superstitious blacks in America would be in the rural South.
Yes.
Not up there in the cities.
And you know what's funny? They probably actually have a lot of, American-style superstitions. Like, they probably believe in, like, conspiracy theories that are kind of in the atmosphere in America. Like, I remember in that movie Defamation, when the Jew was talking to those niggers, like, he's talking about Jews to them, and then one nigger comes up, he's like, yo, they part of the New World Order Illuminati.
Yeah.
He's like, they part of that system. I was like, he's not wrong. Actually, not wrong.
They are that system. You're
well,
close.
That's the point. Like, they just are the system. Like, we don't need to use these other words. All these other words are just avoiding the issue. They're just euphemisms. But anyway, so Carolyn Bryant was not indicted. That's a good outcome, I suppose. But the other thing is, you know, they were parading around a couple, like last month, they were parading around like some arrest warrant they supposedly found in the basement of the police station. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds fake to me. Like, you found what? Like a 75-year-old arrest warrant?
It's an unpaid parking ticket.
Yeah, you know, literally, it was like, I think it was a Jew at lawyer or something like that. They were like, oh, yeah, we were going through the archives and we found this. And I'm like, I just don't believe you. Also, it doesn't prove shit. And, like, that was their catalyst for reopening the investigation of this woman yet again. And then they had these niggers go to the old age home, like the senior home where she was living, and just, like, harass her and presumably the staff and all the other, like, dying white people there. Yeah. Sad, man.
Yeah, because they were going around a place she wasn't even living.
These niggas were like, they didn't know where she was. They were looking for her. And I'm like, who? So I guess you're just deputized. Blacks are just like deputized to do that shit.
I mean, could you imagine what they would do if a bunch of white nationalists were going around looking for some old decrepit Jew?
Well, look at this. Think about it like this. What if there was like a warrant issued against a black person? And then a current, actual, valid warrant, which of course there are millions of them, and we were like, we're just gonna well, like execute
that's
these warrants.
Basically, just imagine if there was a black person,
right?
Imagine if there was a black person.
Imagine there's a black male from age between the ages of 12 and 46. Yes, he's gonna have a warrant. And so, what if we just said like, okay, we're just executing these warrants? Because that's what they were saying. They're like, we're acting under like color of authority executing this arrest warrant. I'm like, well, even first of all, that document is probably fake. But second of all, a judge might have canceled that warrant 75 years ago. It's probably not a valid document anymore. But yeah, I mean, this is why. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm glad this happened, but you know, it was funny because Mark's initial reaction was, well, of course they didn't indict her because she wasn't actually like doing what they said. I'm like, yes, unfortunately in America, that's no guarantee of shit.
Yeah.
Like, when I think about the case that really gets to me is the Travis and Greg McMichaels, because those two guys, are in jail, and I'm like, why not let them at least have like a cell together or adjacent to each other so they can at least see each other and talk to each other? No. Now the dad needs some medical help because he's old and he's had medical conditions going in, and of course they're like, you know, they're not like denying the care, but they're like letting it get bad. They're basically just fucking torturing this man. They're torturing this old man, And they had some hearing about it recently, and I think the son came out and testified, like, yeah, I don't think if you keep my dad in these conditions, like, he's probably going to die. And it's they don't care. They're like, good. Actually, no, maybe they'll keep him alive just so he has to suffer in jail, because knowing that he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life, and he's not going to see his son, who's also in jail, why not just let them stay together? Well, that would just be too nice. That would be, you see, we're here to actually do cruel and unusual punishment, so, yeah, we're not going to do that. In revenge for this fucking ghetto-ass hood nigger. Remember we showed that video of Ahmaud Arbery dealing with the cops? And he was like, yeah. He was one of these niggas, he was wearing, like, sweatpants and, like, a fucking, like, a puffy jacket with no shirt on in the summertime. You know these types? You see these guys? It's like a drug dealer aesthetic. It's like, yeah, I've got, like, my goose down jacket and, like, sweats. And, like, it's the middle of summer and, like, no shirt on. But just this big, heavy winter jacket. Just getting told all the drugs. And the guns.
Right. It's still shit. I don't know. That case, though, what about Breonna Taylor? Like, those cops are now being charged by the feds.
Yeah. Yes.
How is this not some form of double jeopardy?
I was listening to Strike and Mike yesterday, and Stryker, I have to correct him, he got several things wrong about this case.
I'm surprised.
One, he said that, I think he hadn't looked into it. Or he was maybe just reading the news and not looking deeper. I don't know, whatever, anything.
He's usually not wrong about things ever, though.
Well, he just, it was a...
I have an entire pronunciation guide that I got from Stryker.
But what he was saying, like, yeah, you know, I guess she was employed, like, she was an EMT. I was like, wrong. Wrong. No, she was not employed. She quit her job. She was not an EMT. She was an orderly, and she had several discipline problems with work, and she ultimately quit. And the reason she quit is because she was a fucking drug dealer. And he was like...
She was a no-rehire at one hospital. How bad you have to fuck up a rehire?
So he was trying to paint this picture where he was like, okay, because he's like, let's say she's everything they were saying, which is, why do you have to make a big deal? I mean, first of all, the libtards, when talking about Breonna Taylor, they're like, she had a job. It's like, really?
Selling drugs?
But it's like they use that as some kind of, like, that's a grand accomplishment. Well, I mean, the funniest thing is it's not even true.
I was just looking at an article on her, and she's listed as an emergency medical technician. And that's not how they talked about me. They always referred to me as a former emergency medical technician.
Right. But the thing is, like, she wasn't actually ever somebody that was allowed to administer medical care to anybody. She was like a hospital orderly.
She has an EMS certificate.
Oh, she did. Okay. All right.
She has a certificate. That does not, I mean, holding the certificate and then also not working in the field.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they were afraid to fail her in the classes that she took. They didn't want to give her a no, like, you know, but they also made sure not to. I've noticed that the system does things like this. Like, niggers will get credentials, but then you'll see, if you know what to look for, you'll see the copes that the people around them do to avoid giving them, like, authority or access to things that are actually important. I've seen this in a number of fields. Medicine is one. Like, they can't not give them the credential. They can't not give them the certificate or whatever. But then they'll create, like, procedures to make sure that they're not actually the ones that ever have to do anything vital or important. At least with her. But in any case, the point he was trying to make was, like, let's say that she was this upstanding citizen. Still, she was dating this drug dealer, and that's, like, all black women are like this. And I was like, the problem is she wasn't even the upstanding citizen. But whatever, that's kind of nitpicking. But, yeah, so because of... They were executing a warrant on a known drug house, one they had surveilled, and they knew that they were selling drugs. And they have ample text messages between her and her drug dealer boyfriend. She had, like, two different boyfriends, or three or something like that, which they all do. And they were all selling drugs. They're all part of the same thing. And they have all kinds of text messages and surveillance proving that she was part of the plot. All the cash was being stored at her house. They used her. The niggers were using her because of the reputation she had as actually being, like, a normal person with a job or whatever. But she wasn't. She was, like, some kind of drug kingpin. Ock Nation actually did.
Didn't she have, like, a dead body in the trunk of her car at one point? I saw that float.
Yeah, there was something. Yes, that was, again, in connection to one of the many drug dealing criminal niggers she had around her. But yeah, so this, anyway, the cops go to her house.
Make that distinction. I mean, so I have black people around me.
Well, it wasn't just
around a lot of black people. They do things like crimes and sell drugs.
Well, they're just doing these things. I mean, it's just like they're just participating in their lives. I mean,
I'm an entrepreneur, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm a businessman. Like, you ever meet a nigga that's not like a producer? I haven't.
The producer of like crack cocaine.
Well, it's funny. Every time I've ever spoken to blacks on the street, or even if you're like at a party or something like that, or just someplace where you're talking to them in like a social setting, which I used to sometimes do in New York City. You know, you'd be at parties and stuff, and niggas would show up, and every single one of them was a music producer. Every single one. And then, of course, they would do the bit of like, "Yeah, buy my tape."
But, was a dead body found in Breonna Taylor's rental car in 2016. Yes,
there you go.
Defended this. Niggers like made a big deal about this. There was
they were like trying to in before Walmart it.
For holding a toy gun, but niggers make a big deal about this.
Yes, I remember that nigga that got shot for the toy gun. I used to have some sympathy. Now I don't really give a shit. Because I just don't care anymore. Like, I have no ability to give a fuck about blacks anymore.
Let's see. Breonna Taylor rented a car in December 2016 and loaned it to her then-boyfriend, Jamarcus. Bowman was later found dead in the car, according to WKYT. He had been shot 8 times and was found slumped over the wheel. Huh. So you rented a car and then a dead body appears later, shot 8 times. Interesting.
You want to know what's funny? Is, and Ock Nation made this point, which is that this Jamarcus Glover character was actually the more of the operator. Like, he was more of like the actual like pro tier drug dealer. And the nigger that was shot the cops was Kenneth Walker. He was kind of new to the scene. He was like green. And in jail, when Jamarcus Glover heard about what happened, he blamed Kenneth Walker. So he knew what was going. He knew what was up. He blamed that stupid nigga for
shit. I knew that was going to happen.
No. He basically said this nigga Kenneth Walker, who I don't know. It might have just been saying that though, because he's knows he's being recorded. Or maybe he does. But also, the funniest thing is niggas will confess to everything, even knowing they're being recorded. They don't care. So whatever.
Then recant, and then it's okay.
Well, it's just nothing really matters for them. Like, again, what is the thing? Like, every 15 seconds, they're like a new person. So, like, it's they're not the same guy anymore as someone else did that, right?
That's a different nigger.
Yeah. Well, that's not me. That was like yesterday. But he blamed Kenneth Walker because he was the one that started licking shots at, like, the police. Also, this was not a no-knock raid. That's another thing Stryker said, that they executed a no-knock warrant. Because basically, if you read what's in the Liptard Press without looking a little deeper, you'll get just a pack of lies. It was not a no-knock warrant. They knocked. They knocked on the door and identified themselves as the police, and Kenneth Walker started shooting.
Maybe if it had been a no-knock warrant, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Maybe they would just kick the door down.
If they had done a no-knock, she might have lived.
Yeah.
Because Kenneth Walker would have been taken by surprise, and
why they have no knock warrants. It's niggers.
Oh, that's exactly right. No
knock raids for niggers.
That's
niggers.
Exactly right. The reason other people have to suffer under this tyranny of no knock raids, and like them just busting into your house without letting you know, is because if you knock, then niggers start shooting.
So your 3-year-old daughter has to get her face burned off with a flashbang because niggers exist.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the other thing is that they could also just not go and, like, bust white people for dumb shit like January 6th or other stuff. They could just leave them alone when, you know they're not doing anything. Because, again, they're busting white people. More white people have been busted on this dumb political shit than on, like, actual crimes this year. And so, yeah, but literally, because, and this is known, particularly when it's, like, drug dealing blacks. It's known that when the cops show up, they just start shooting, and so that's why they do the no-knock thing. It's totally another thing.
It's like combat time.
Yeah.
They might, Chicago, nigga.
They might win.
Increasingly, they are winning. I mean, they seem to be winning. Now, there's a dual strategy, because they're not just doing... They couldn't do this just with force, like just by fighting on the streets, because they would, if that's all it was, they would just lose. They don't even know that they've got Jews working for them, like in the echelons of power. They don't understand that. Or maybe some of them do. I think increasingly they do understand it. I don't know if they understand the source of it, but they know that they've got social power. They know that. They've gotten that message somehow. However they got it. They got the message, like, we can fuck with Whitey. Whitey can't do shit. we have the advantage over Whitey in all situations. Like, they act like they do. That's the thing. Like, let's analyze how do oppressed people act versus entitled people. And now look at how whites versus blacks actually behave. Do blacks behave like people that are entitled and privileged, or do they behave like oppressed people? What about white people? Well, in fact, I think it's clear. I mean, the very fact that, as we were saying, if a black person kills your family member, you're expected to say you're not racist before saying anything else.
What if having my family member murdered makes me racist?
Well, remember...
That's the event that sets it off.
Do you remember, maybe, was it with you, or who was I doing a show with, where we were listening to that woman, Breonna Joy Gray, who's like that libtard black woman who does some libtarded podcast or thing, and she was talking to that Jew, what's that Jew's name? You know, Alex, you listen
to her. Joy something or other, she's on one of those shows.
No, Breonna Joy Gray is a black girl. What's the Jewish girl's name?
I thought her name was also Joyce. She's on that other, Matt, what's his nuts?
Yeah, she talks to Matt Taibbi, and she's in that, she's in that whole little sphere. I forget her name.
She's like the designated, Jew.
Yeah, she's the Jew minder for that little crew, right? Yeah. And they were talking about anti-Semitism and anti-whiteness and, race and stuff, and this black girl was actually asking some really funny questions of this Jew, one of which was well, what about a white person who is victimized, who's actually wasn't racist at all, didn't really care very much, and was just actually brutally victimized by a black person, then becomes a racist? What do we say to someone like that? She's like, so you're saying a white person who doesn't care about race, and then maybe they find out about race and crime online or something? She's like, no. I'm talking about someone who was actually victimized by a black person. this black woman was...
That never happened. Yeah, that can't happen.
Well, the thing is that the Jewess had nothing to say. Because she wanted to keep it in the realm of abstraction. She wanted to keep it, the white person is... Because what she wanted... What they like to talk about is, white people who are kind of normal, normal meaning, submissive to the Jewish system... And they come across conspiracy information online, and then they become criminals. This is a narrative Jews are really, they love this idea that normal white people submitting to the social programming, but then they come across this evil, bad conspiracy stuff on the internet, and now look at them.
They were radicalized online.
Yeah.
By extremist content that Facebook isn't censoring well enough.
Right.
Saw an article like that floating around. Said Facebook is profiting from white nationalist content. Really? Because I can't say shit.
Yeah, that's a lie that they tell. And the reason they tell that lie is because it scratches the anti-capitalist. It lets the libtard, the white cuck, the white libtard, look at the idea of capitalism being the culprit rather than some other interest, right? Oh, look, these And it lets them use their anti-capitalism, and it's just fucking red meat to dumbass libtards. It's not true at all. They're not profiting from hate. They always do this, profiting from hate. One, I think what they don't want is for people that do the kind of content we do to be able to make money, to be able to make a living. That's for sure. But when they say that profiting from hate stuff, they're trying to basically loop in anti-capitalist. Libtards or just anti-capitalist white people and get them to
oh man,
look at these corporations, they don't care about anything.
I just found some good libtard catnip right here. So Facebook was caught in a recent scandal. A Nebraska police officer has charged a mother and daughter with felonies for an alleged illegal abortion, but only after they were able to get private Facebook messages between the two. So essentially Facebook got subpoenaed by the cops. They turned over the private messages, and now this couple is getting charged with felonies. It's mother-daughter duo.
Okay. And what, for an abortion?
Yeah.
They're really mad about this?
Yeah, because that's their thing, is that, oh, no, they're prosecuting people for having abortions because abortions are illegal now. This is a big libtard talking point right now at the moment.
Right.
Well, I think if you're, going in the back alley with the coat hanger, you probably should be prosecuted. You probably should be punished, because... If I take ivermectin, everybody jumps down my fucking throat. I don't know.
Right.
You take ivermectin?
No. I never took that shit.
It takes a lot of ivermectin as a performance enhancing drug.
I take ivermectin performatively.
Performatively.
I just take it as a colon cleanse
because it makes me shit my guts out.
Yeah, I only take it when other people can see me taking it. Otherwise, there's no point.
If you take ivermectin, don't tell somebody. Did you actually take it?
No. No, you did not. No. I actually was considering ivermectin for a little bit to see if it had actually had some beneficial effects with asthma, because of asthma has a weird relationship with parasites and things. But in fact, it will induce asthma attacks.
Because
ironically enough, parasites, the presence of parasites suppress your immune system, so they suppress immune reactions. So anti-parasiticals, you know, will actually create the exact opposite effect. So like, actually, one of the long-time contraindications of ivermectin is it can cause asthma attacks in asthmatics. Like, it will actually induce it because, you know.
It also causes retard attacks.
Well, yeah. When ivermectin comes up, suddenly everybody becomes retarded. Like, everybody becomes stupid. Same with everything COVID-related. Just everybody becomes a retard as soon as COVID gets brought up. But, I don't know. So, that's the Emmett Till stuff. That was our conversation about Emmett Till. Of course, we actually managed to come back to like ivermectin, as we always do.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, it's fine.
Let's pivot.
I don't actually think they're really punishing people for ivermectin, though. I think they make fun of you, but I don't know if there's actually been legal penalties for any of that. I mean, the fucking kike Simone Gold.
Probably not, but like, I guarantee there are libtards who would like there to be. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, sure. Libtards would like a lot of things. Libtards like a lot of things, and many of them would not be terrible. Like, they would like, you know, $15 minimum wage and stuff like this, right? There's like plenty. They would actually like universal. They're like state health care. I would like that too. Yeah, I would like the government to pay my medical bills. Like, there's literally no reason why I should have to pay those. Like, they should pay them.
The problem, though, with libtards is they would try to give universal health care and then deny it to federal politics. Be like, oh, well, this guy's a Trump supporter, so he doesn't.
Yes.
This guy doesn't. He's not high risk because he's not a nigger. So,
well, it's actually even worse than that. They just deny it to white people. Because this is actually one of the functions of the two-party system in America, is to make sure that state benefits do not accrue to whites, and that's why they gave the anti-state benefit ideology to Republicans, and they have them promoted amongst the white people, many of whom are the ones who could benefit from some of these programs the most. And the lie they tell is welfare turns you into a nigger. Because people see niggers, and they know that they're on welfare, and they're like, there must be a causal relationship. There's not a causal relationship. The causal relationship might be welfare just allows them to, gives them maybe more, a little bit more freedom and income to just be more niggerish. But it doesn't, like, make them like this. And, in fact, the question would be, well, what if you gave some sort of base level of benefits to whites? Would they suddenly be like these lazy, indolent criminal savages? Like, I don't think so. They probably would not become that. So the idea that, like, it's welfare, it's like, I think blacks were like this before the welfare state. I mean, look at like Africa.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at Somalia. Somalia is my understanding, is an anarchist country, right?
It's just the country where their government can't function. I think it's
just a failed state.
You know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, you know.
Yeah, when libertarians really took the lesson of Somalia to heart. Like, we just need to make America as nigger as possible, and we can have anarchy.
Yeah. There are some that, like, honestly, like, this is kind of their agenda now. What's funny is when you get them libertarians, some of these really ideological ones that, like, went over to Somalia because they're like, well, it's like you can be a libertarian there. It's like, no, not really. I mean, you could also get eaten by cannibal niggers there.
Libertarians are all like skinny, spurgy white guys, so no, you can't be a libertarian in Somalia.
I disagree.
Congo or Liberia.
Some of them are also fat. They're also
like that guy who was like taking his clothes off at the libertarian convention.
Yes, or like the guy that remember that one guy that would pose with all the guns, like in the Speedo, and he had that awful that awful physiognomy, and he was just like, yeah, let me.
It's like that meme with the fat guy, capitalism, then communism is the starving guy.
Right. Well, yeah, that one's great. And then the dude, the buff Chad, is like the fascism guy. That's actually totally accurate.
Yeah.
Like the starving guy is, yeah, that was a great old meme, if you can find that one. That was like a choice meme around like 2010. You post that in like the ANCAP groups and they would freak out. So we actually have this show we're doing here is like strictly old school niggas, really. Because the three of us were doing this shit, like trolling these as libertarians and then trolling libertarians about blacks.
Shit, that's right.
Going
that's
back right. like fucking 12 years now.
Yeah, because we predate Sven.
Yes. Well, Sven, it's funny. You know what's funny? When he first came on board, he was like really nice. Now, I don't think he was like nice as a person. I'm saying he was like nice to us because he was like new in our group. So he was being like really polite and friendly to everybody.
Yeah, he's always been the outsider. It's kind of awkward. Doesn't really fit in.
Well, that's not the issue is it.
Man, he just kind of tags along on our thing and we're just too nice to tell him to, you know, do something else.
I wouldn't characterize it that way. What I was struck by was how really like polite and friendly he was to everybody. Not just like an asshole. Like just being a dick to people. So I don't know. Like he seems now he's like now that he's like centered in the clique, he's like now I'm gonna be myself now. But I'm not saying
the other
that
possibility is that being exposed to 10 years of white nationalists has just done this to him.
No, it has. I've seen it. I've watched it in real time.
Because I mean, the way that some of these people behave.
But as I always say, when this comes up, I do not believe there is a significant difference in terms of all the personality problems you get in this community versus like literally any other community. Like America is such a wreck. In fact, I think that there are probably some cliques that it's like way worse.
Yeah, try the leftists, God Almighty,
or even just like normies,
retard.
Like, look at normies; they're a fucking mess. Depending on what type of normies.
Yeah, I've been in some car culture scenes that just as much infighting.
Oh yeah. Well, the difference is when like non-ideological groups will still infight, but it's just petty personal shit. They'll just, which is also why ideological groups infight.
It's also what happens to white nationalist movements.
Yeah. People just do this shit. People just gossip, spread rumors, and you know, talk shit about people they don't like behind their back. And you know.
Yeah, that's a tendency that needs to be ironed out, though. Like your personal beef should not come before any kind of political movement that you're.
Yeah, that's a thing that Jews kind of win interactions because they don't do that. Because there's Jews like fucking hate each other, a lot of them. But Jews still come first. They won't let that.
Here's the other thing too. They're not going to throw each other under the bus, like throw a Jew to the wolves.
Never. No matter how much they hate them, and they even don't like groups. Like a lot of them don't like those fucking Hasidic kikes. They don't like them. They don't want to be around them. They think they're stupid. They think they're ugly. They think they're smelly. They think they're annoying, and they think they make Jews look bad. But if goys start to do shit, like the hordes will come in, like these Jews in like Rockland County, New York, and like some of these other Orange County, these places in New York where they're like all these Orthodox Jews, they're basically colonizing it and they're turning the normal people that live in those areas like into like kind of Palestinians.
Yeah.
And there's been legal efforts by some of these people that live there to like form a different county or form a different like municipal government space or something like that in order to basically keep out the Jewish influence, because wherever they go, they start acting as a block and then like, you know, taking over services, and then they take over local governments and they just like steal all the local taxes for themselves and like give it all to themselves. They just blatantly do this shit. And whenever the people start to fight back by organizing even locally against them, you know, they start accusing them of anti-Semitism, they get Justice Department investigations. Like, they've done Justice Department investigations into these people that wanted to split off into another county or form a different township because they were, like, adjacent to Curious Joel or something like that. And, like, I could look up these cases, and, like, this guy, the overdeveloper guy, right? Like, people were trying to block this Jew from building new high-density developments, not because they were afraid they were going to put blacks in there, but because they were going to put a bunch of Orthodox Jews in there, because they were building them like in their own settlements, and they were like, they wanted to block it because like, okay, you're going to bring in like another 500 kikes and like outvote us again at city council and steal all the municipal taxes and make everything shitty, and also like they're also unpleasant to be around. Like people talk about, you know, they'd call the cops when they'd be congregating in parks, and they started doing this thing like you can't use parks unless you're a resident of the town, which maybe towns have that rule, but how often do they even invoke it if you're not bothering people? Like, who even gives a shit, right? If you're just there with, like, a few people and not bothering, and minding your own business.
But these people come, like... It's the pool problem. Like, you have a pool and next to your apartment, a bunch of niggers show up, and now you got to call the police because they're fucking everything up.
Right. And so, and the Jews are very similar, particularly when they use nice public parks that were created by white people. They go in large numbers. They leave dirty diapers. They leave garbage. They don't care. They basically go and they leave their fucking garbage. I've seen it in real time in my own life in New Jersey. I've seen, like, large groups of Orthodox Jews go to public spaces and leave all their garbage behind, just expecting somebody else to clean it up. And somebody else does. Someone else does.
Because that's in the Bible, you know? We're going to tend their vineyards and plant their...
Yeah. We're going to leave our dirty diapers in their parks. You might as well be in the fucking Bible. That might as well be in there, too.
Yeah. They're going to pick up your shit-filled diapers.
Yeah, and they will. They will because it's...
Volcano demon.
Somebody's... I mean, because their logic is... Literally, and I've heard them justify it like this. Somebody gets paid to clean this place up. Might as well, like, you know, you might as well get his money's worth.
Go to Israel and put your dirty diapers there.
They probably fucking do. Honestly. Those types, they probably do. But yeah. But yeah, I mean...
Somebody's getting paid to do it.
No, literally, I've heard Jews make this argument, like, in real life. I've seen them and heard them make this argument. Like, well, like, he's getting paid. I mean, he might as well do his job. You know, like, literally, they think like this. And it's not something that would occur to you, right? A white person would be embarrassed if the person who was, like, the groundskeeper had to, like, go out of their way to clean up their mess. But, oh, I'm sorry. We fucked up. We didn't mean to do it. We forgot some trash or something like that.
It's considered impolite to leave your shit diaper laying around.
Well, it's considered...
You should bring back cleaning for those people.
Well, just not cleaning up after yourself. Like, here's a thing that Kevin MacDonald might have something to say about in his book, about, like, how white people think about white people that don't clean them up after themselves. We don't regard this very highly. It's a big deal to us. Like, you fucking didn't clean up after yourself? Wow. What an asshole. But,
We have manners, as we've discussed before. Jews don't. Like, Jews actually think that whites having manners is contemptible.
What's funny, though, about Jews is they're not retards. So they use their brains to come up with reasons why it's just smarter to, like, be a piece of shit. Like, like, niggers just act like this because they're just pure, creatures of pure instinct, right? They don't think about stuff. And I assume the same goes for some of the lower orders of races of brown people and stuff. They're probably, like, varying levels of this. Japanese are, of course, very fastidious. Like, if you leave a mess around in Japan, that's even... They'll cut your head off.
Spit your chewing gum on the sidewalk and watch the caning that you're going to get.
Yeah, no, like, I actually supported that kid getting caned. I was like, you went and vandalized. You went and did vandalism in a country that wasn't yours. Like, I don't care if they beat you with a cane. You know, that was, I think it was Singapore, I think they did that.
Singapore, in particular, they're really big on that. Like, do not fucking litter in Singapore.
You know what their consolation prize for that was? Because they were doing it to an American. Was they're like, we'll let, like, a State Department observer come to make sure, like, we don't go too far. And that, like, we're actually administering the exact precise number of cane lashings that were prescribed.
Like, what experience did the State Department person have with any of this? Like, how many canings has he attended?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd be like, I don't have fucking any clue what's going on.
What's his frame of reference here?
But you know what's funny? When they do that, they actually have a physician there to attend to the person when the caning is done, and also to call it off if it looks like they're you know, maybe they're going to die or something like that. That shit. That is probably the. I would be shitting my pants if I was, like, the guy who was in jail knowing I'm going to get caned the next morning. I would be like, I can't sleep. This is going to be so bad. Like, it's going to hurt so fucking much. Like, I'm going to have these massive welts. Oh, man.
This is a good deterrent, especially for people who operate on instinct.
Well, for people who have brains and can have a future orientation, like I said, I would be up all night the night before. So this is – not only would I be worried about the thing itself, like, I'd be worried about the anxiety worrying about the thing. It's like meta-future orientation. I'm worried about being worried.
I think you'd have to cane them within a certain number of seconds after you did something wrong. So I think they're like dogs, right?
Yeah, they're like animals. If you punish them, like, a minute later, they don't realize it's related to the bad thing they did. Right, like, if a nigger shits on your floor in your living room, like, you have to cane them right away. Because otherwise they're going to forget. That's why they're not going to think you're just being punitive. They're not going to make the connection. Yeah. Actually, yeah, I don't know.
You really just need to follow them around with a cane at all times.
Yeah.
We all have limps now.
With blacks, I think the main thing, though, is I don't even... Like, white people have been trying to correct black people for a long time, and it's not really worked out well. In fact, it's actually made things worse. So I don't want to correct them. I just want them to not be able to hurt us anymore. I just want to be able to remove them.
They should go evolve by themselves somewhere.
Yes, go come back once like Darwinism has been in operation for another 1,000 years or so. We'll see how things are going. You know,
put them in Antarctica and let the cold weather.
Yeah. Let's put. They probably all just die though. Yeah. Like evolution would run its course. I mean, Antarctica is a bit harsh. I think even white people would probably die there.
Greenland.
Some place that's like harsh, but you can eke out a living. Like Antarctica, you like freeze to death the first night. So that might be, you know. Maybe we tell them, like, listen, you know, surviving the game, right?
Live like the Inuit.
You're literally iced tea. Literally ice cube now. Like, you just become ice cube. But, sorry, that was an awful, awful joke. But anyway. So these feds, now we can talk about another group we hate. I probably hate feds more than blacks. Blacks are just, I don't even really hate blacks.
Well, I want to fix the Breonna Taylor thing for a second. Essentially, they're charging these police officers with like a violation of civil rights or something. So yet again, the feds are interfering with the locals busting up a drug dealing operation, which they do all the time.
So
feds always do that shit. They're always like, oh no, we're trying to collect more evidence. You gotta let those drug dealers keep doing what they're doing. We're monitoring the situation and collecting evidence.
Yeah, I'm always wondering, like, what the fuck is it they're ultimately going for? Like, what are you trying to accomplish ultimately? Like, when you've collected all your evidence, what are you going to do? What's the crime you're investigating? I don't know.
I think that's what local police are always wondering, because there's a lot of jurisdictional friction between those agencies over that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because they're like, hey, we would like to just bust these drug dealing niggers and just get them off the fucking street.
Right, because that's ultimately what you have to do. Like, frankly, what has been learned in decades of policing in terms of what's actually effective, I mean, it's not being put into practice anymore, is, and I've even listened, heard cops themselves say this, you just have to take the worst criminal niggers and just, like, put them in a cage. And once you get enough of them in a cage, you actually then create peace. By doing that, with the worst ones, you just lock them away.
And by locking them away, you remove their influence from other blacks.
Because you get like the blurreds, or like the bug blacks, who like Ethan Liming's friends were probably like bug blacks, but when they were face to face with them real niggas, then they became, you know, they stopped being like race cucks or whatever, and they like threw their white friend, not literally like not just under the bus, but like, you know, they basically allowed him to get murdered.
There's two paths for being a black person in America, right? One path leads you to doing videos on anime and G.I. Joes and YouTube as a black person. And the other path leads you to being in an Ock Nation video as the subject of the video. Yeah.
The funny thing is, even those videos, like those nerd videos that blacks do, like white people still do that better.
Mm-hmm.
Like white people nerd videos will just be better. They'll be better at it. Like they'll be more interesting content. Their analysis of like, you know, anime will still actually be more interesting than whatever blacks will come up with.
Every now and then you'll see like one black who's kind of okay.
Well, what's funny is what anime do blacks like the most? What's their favorite?
Dragon Ball Z.
Right. Why? And why is this? Because there's like no plot. There's a bunch of colorful characters, and all they do is scream and fight each other. Like, they don't have to follow, like, a complex storyline. It's just, like, Vegeta is fighting Goku or whatever, and their hair gets big, and they blow up, and they're... Yeah, and they always have another... It seems like they always keep powering up. There's an infinite number of power-ups who just get more and more, like, super, like, cosmically powered and just blow people up and destroy them, and they...
That's how melanin works, nigga.
Yeah, no, that will... Black Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball N.
He's as black as coal.
It's Dragon Ball N. Not Dragon Ball Z. Just turn that Z to the side, like
Dragon Ball N.
Yeah, see, I made that joke like 2 times before you heard it. Yes, Dragon Ball N. That's gonna be a show title, by the way. Dragon Ball N. But yeah. So shit, I want to try. I think I had that video. Maybe I'll see if I can do this. Of that Fed actually getting fucking tased by the Ohio cops. Let me see. Let me see if I got it here. Which is just for funsies. This happened a couple years ago. Yeah, I got it. I got it. All right. Let's this is just for fun. So, oh God, of course the, let me get this centered in the thing and, blow it up a little bit for the audience members to actually see it. Okay, so here we got, here's a Fed actually getting tased by cops. So this is just for fun.
917-1, 10-3.
I'm a federal agent.
Get on the ground!
10-3. I'm a federal agent.
Why wouldn't you show me your ID when I got here? Don't move forward, okay.
You didn't ask for it. He is at
3-3. Get on the ground, we'll figure it out.
Drive on that 10-8. Not getting on the ground.
Well, then stay where you're at.
I'll stay where I'm at.
Fine. Why do you got to make this harder than it is?
Listen,
I have no problem making this.
I just want to see if anybody is in free response as well. You're the one overreacting.
I'm not overreacting. We got a call that someone's impersonating a police officer out here and doesn't have ID.
No kidding, because she doesn't want to open it.
Okay, get on the ground so I can find out who you are.
It ain't happening.
Okay, fine. It's not happening. Fine. Do you find I think I'm a police officer or something? What the heck's the matter with you? Who do you think you are? Get on the ground!
I'm not getting on the
chopper, thanks.
I'm not getting
on the ground. 917, I'm pulling up.
I got my ID.
Do not reach for your waist! Keep your hands up!
I wish they would have shot him.
I have an Olay.
Get your hands up!
Don't
get on the ground!
Just face down now!
Now!
You guys are making a big mistake.
You are the one making a mistake!
Face down now! All the way down! All the way! All the way!
You got my IDs right here, left pocket. Left.
And we're gonna put your arm on your back.
Wait a second. Do not resist.
I'm not resisting.
You're acting like a moron.
Wait a second. Stop. Wait a second. Wait a second. Don't do this. Wait a second. I got a medical condition.
We'll get you some time for
it. Please, wait. No. Hold on. I'm hyperventilating. I'm not.
Stop resisting.
Would you please get my ID out of my left pocket?
Stop
I'm
resisting.
You. My wife's right. Please. Stop right here. Resist. Please get it.
I got one cuff on.
Sir,
get your
hold me up. Sir. I can't do this. Sir!
Stop resisting now!
Please help me.
Shut the way.
Yo, get your taser out. Yeah. Get your taser out, Joe.
No, don't do that.
Tase him.
Don't make me tase you!
Put your right arm behind your back. Put your right arm behind your back.
Help me up. No.
Tase him.
Stay on the ground and put your right arm behind your back.
Let me breathe.
You can breathe. You're fine.
I'm gonna.
Oh, don't do that. Okay.
So, here's the thing. I'm just going to say, because I don't need...
What if you like niggers and you put them on the ground?
It's a total fucking ego thing.
I got a medical condition.
That guy thinks he's got higher status than a local cop.
Right, yeah.
I'm not submitting to you.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why he wouldn't cooperate with them. However, these cops also knew who this dude was, and they wanted to fuck with him. Like, I was reading up about this incident, because he sued them for this. I don't know what happened in the lawsuit. I couldn't figure out. Maybe it's still ongoing or whatever.
That after this incident, they were all laughing about it.
Well, yeah. he said in the complaint that this guy's an ATF agent who was going to seize someone's firearm. He even said in his complaint against the police that they were then sharing the video with other members of the police department for no apparent reason.
No, the
reason is apparent. Like, it's because it's fucking funny watching you go from tough guy to I can't breathe just like a nigger in, like, how many seconds? Again, you know, normally I don't like cops, but it was just funny to see this fucking faggot. I'm saying every cop, treat all federal agents like this. This is how you treat them, just like criminals, because they are criminals.
This is how you get the public back on your side.
Yeah, this is how you earn our trust back. Tase feds.
Like, literally, the gayest FBI agent you can, just tase him.
Tase feds and film it. I mean, there's more of you, local cops. There are more of you, and the public will be on your side. There's nothing to lose here. We have to make the calculation. There's more of us, and there's more of you, and everybody will like you more. Like, they hate you now because you've been really cucky and stupid and kneeling to niggers and letting them do crime and stuff. Now you want to earn your back the good esteem of the ordinary public? Tase feds. Tase all feds. Now, I'm not saying this to ordinary citizens. All ordinary citizens should just avoid interaction with federal agents. Police, you should tase them. when you find them. When you see them bothering citizens in your area, tase them. Just tase them.
I want to be on the citizen accountability board and review the case and be like, nah, cops did nothing wrong. Nah, that fed had it coming.
Well, that's the other funny thing is, like, I don't know, he's suing them, so if it's like even like civil trials, like they have juries and such, like I can imagine if this goes, like the jury will still be like, well, yeah, nah, fuck that guy, not guilty, really not liable or whatever it might be, like, fuck this guy. You know what else this Fed did? This Fed is a particular faggot, this Agent Burke. He was going to Kroger, and he was buying expensive wine and in the self-checkout and, like, inputting a code for, like, cheap wine. And he did this, like, dozens of times, and the Kroger employees, like, started, like, documenting it, and they actually, he ended up getting arrested for that.
Well, this guy's just a shitbag.
He's just a piece of shit. He just likes fucking...
He's just a nigger.
He just likes being an asshole. Like, he just likes fucking with people.
Breathe. You put him on his fucking stomach.
Yeah, he's drinking all that fucking wine. He bought, he bought, like, four bottles of expensive wine, and he, like, input the code for, like, the Franzia box wine. So he paid, like, $20 for, like, $200 of wine. Oh. And they did this multiple times, and he got arrested for it. Which is just, like...
My mom.
See, it's not even... See, a nigger would just walk out with it. Like, it's not even nigger shit. Like, you don't even have that level of test. Like, you know, my thing is, like, either pay for it or walk out with it. Just be an honest thief. This sneaky, like, inputting another code, that's fucking pussy shit. Aren't you supposed to be an ATF agent? Just flex. Just walk out with it. It's mine.
How they must have been doing this for a while before they called
him. Oh, yeah, no, they were noticing. Like, the employees, like, noticed it. They probably were afraid of fucking with him because they knew he was a Fed. So they were just, like, quietly, quietly documenting.
Just called the local cops on him.
They did, and the local cops arrested him. And they charged him.
I wonder if they put him in cuffs. I wonder if they, like, came to his house, kicked his door in, no knock raid one night.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's what I would do if I was a local.
Well, you never know. I mean, he might. It's a risk. Like, going into a Fed's house, like, you don't know how he's going to react. Well, you know he's going to be a tough guy, and then once he's on the ground, he's going to start saying he's got a medical condition. But you know what? You know what's funny is, I will bet you that police, literally 9 out of 10 arrests, as soon as you put the cuffs on, the suspect starts bitching like he's got a medical condition. And I know we have cops that listen to this show, or ex-cops, because all our fans that were cops have quit. Literally, I know of a few specifically that have. And I would just be like, and I would actually like to ask them, like, I'm assuming every time you make an arrest, even a white person, like, they started bitching like they've got a medical condition. I guarantee you it happens. Because it's kind of like, you're totally under someone else's power when you've been arrested and you're in handcuffs. You are completely powerless. You can't do anything. You have to do what the people that are forcibly taking control of you want you to do. And your one possible flex is this medical condition shit. It's your one possible flex that you've got left. And so almost all people, like, exercise that. Like, I've got a medical condition option. I wouldn't do it just because I feel like it's pussy shit. Like, if you're going to get arrested, I always assume there's a camera on you. You don't want to look like a faggot. There's nothing, like, just being arrested in itself doesn't necessarily make you look bad. Acting like a bitch makes you look bad.
Right. Well, that's why they're sharing that video.
Yeah, because he acts like a bitch. There's more to it. Like, I mean, there's another half of it. Like, let me see. Let's watch the other half. Let's see here. I'm going to have to zoom in again.
What, does they have books?
What's that?
Do they book him?
Well, no, they're trying to get him in the car. He doesn't want to get in the fucking cop car. Let's see.
What do you mean you don't want to get the cop car? You're arrested. You're in handcuffs. They got you.
Wait, what is this? It's not... Is this video not working now?
Found a blank video.
God damn it!
This ATF agent went back and he edited the video. Blank himself.
All right, I think that one just isn't, like, it's just not working. I don't know. If I open it in my video player, does it work? The video player works. I don't know why this one's not working. Let's see. Sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, no, it doesn't work. It's the browser's not working. Whatever, no big deal. Well. You can find that on your own. Basically, it's just they're trying to get him in the car, and he doesn't want to get in the car, and they're, like, shoving his legs in and yelling at him and abusing him further. And he literally says, I can't breathe, I think. So, yeah, I mean, I'll bet you that I can't breathe shit comes up a lot.
Yeah, the shitty thing is, like, nobody believes that because everybody says it. So if somebody actually can't breathe, they're going to fucking die.
Right. That's the thing. It's like, because everybody...
I can't breathe.
Because everybody does the, I have a health condition, or, like, I can't breathe. Then the cops just don't take it
seriously.
Well,
you're in America. You're definitely going to have health conditions. Yeah. You're in America.
That's the thing. I would assume, I would just assume everyone in America has got, like, really bad health and actually can't breathe. But they probably couldn't breathe before. They were probably barely taking in. They're probably barely eking out enough oxygen to keep their body functioning like before. So now you're putting them under stress, and wow, yeah, that's just not working out. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much. Well, I've got actually what I do have. We'll do the Trump stuff next hour, I guess. We got 15 more minutes or so to go. We've got some black people reacts to Emmett Till's accuser not getting indicted. So most of the headlines here, I've got a bunch of headlines here.
You got to see what the Root is saying.
Yes, that's exactly what I was talking about. So here we have like the news about Emmett Till. So we've got, you know, you'll get like the basic news will be like Wall Street Journal here says no new charges in Emmett Till's killing. PBS Mississippi grand jury declines to indict women whose accusation set off lynching of Emmett Till. Still a spin is being put, but it's more or less accurate. Then here we have Oregon Live says Emmett Till's accuser will not face criminal charges. Mississippi grand jury decides. That's a fairly accurate headline. Well, here we have the Root across from this. Grand jury won't charge Carolyn Bryant Dunham, who got Emmett Till lynched. And there's another nigger site here. Ebony, here we go. Look, I was looking at Ebony. Now, that's real low-tier shit. Like, the Root is, like, that's, like, high yellow shit. Ebony is some actual nigger stuff. Ebony rundown. Grand jury fails to indict woman responsible for Emmett Till's murder. Now, I would actually say there you've got a good case of defamation there. However, I don't think Carolyn Bryant is in any position to be following
up. That's the biggest shame about all this, is that they get to just say this kind of shit.
And well, also,
this implication to, like, they failed to indict. No, they looked at the evidence.
Yeah, failed. And what do you mean failed?
They weren't going to indict.
The use of the term failed here is interesting, because how often, I mean, you could, it's technically correct, but, like, you could, why use that particular sentence construction? Why not say refused? Because if you say refuse, that puts a different light on it. Because when you refuse, it gives you, it's like you are doing the right, it's almost the implication of doing the right thing, right? Because all these words have different little, not little different connotations to them, little different meanings, hidden meanings to the kinds of words you choose. And so when you say they failed to indict her, it's like you're actually kind of saying they messed up. But if you say they refused, that gives it the impression they were asked to do something and they justifiably didn't do it. So, yeah, of course they say failed. That's another thing I saw a lot. Failed, failed, failed. Many of these. Now, declines is somewhat different. Declines to indict. I mean, you could say that. But whatever. But Ebony says, and then I clicked on this Ebony article. And what does it say? It says, Ebony rundown. Failed to indict woman responsible for Emmett Till's murder. And then it says, a Mississippi grand jury declined to indict Carolyn Bryant Dunham, whose accusations led to Emmett Till's kidnapping and death. Says, fails to indict women whose false accusations. Now, these accusations weren't false. It has never been proven that her accusation was false. Her accusation was not false. It was true. And Emmett Till, not only did the thing he did to her was, like I said, he went behind the counter, grabbed her hips, started dry humping her, and said, like, I fuck white women.
Whoa.
That's why he got shot. I mean, it wasn't that he just whistled at her. The New York Times is even lying. They're saying he whistled at her. He didn't whistle shit. He literally, like, he basically raped her. I mean, if you go and you grab a woman, and you corner her, and you start dry humping her, I mean, you know, if feminists want to call that rape, like, fine. Okay. No one gives a shit about feminism.
Like 8 years ago, everybody was fixated on rape culture and like ethics and games journalism and all that horse shit. And now, like anybody can just say that a victim of black sexual assault was lying, and then a grand jury fucking has to decide. Like, what the fuck? What
is this country? Yeah, they're gaslighting Carolyn Bryant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. What is this gaslighting? You're saying she's you're systematic gaslighting. The whole system is telling this woman that she didn't experience what she really experienced. So, yeah, no, I mean, that was always the thing with all of that stuff and why those skeptic fucking people hated us, because we would always, like, jump into the little circle jerk conversations and immediately bring up the race topic, and it just explodes all of that shit. Really. So, like, rape culture. So then what if it's a white woman and a black man, which is, like, literally the most case where you're actually likely to get real sexual abuse and physical abuse? Oh, well. In my opinion, all that shit is a psyop just so white people don't have sex and get married. Like, that's what I think. All of that shit. All that manosphere.
They focus that rape culture shit on white men, specifically, like, college age, you know, like, adolescents, because they want men cowed into, like, not even asking girls out because they're afraid they're going to get fucking rape accusations or something. And then niggers still do it, so that's why you see all these coal burners. One of the reasons.
Well, yeah, because that's actually true. I mean, they don't care. They're not impacted by it because they never get in trouble, and also they just don't care.
They're not risk averse,
right?
Because of niggers.
Yeah. I mean, which has it has you know, in the long run, not being risk averse, you'll probably die young like niggers do, but you'll also won't look like a faggot. That's the problem. It's like a trade off. Look like a punk bitch or like live till you're 70.
Yeah, die young or live long enough to see yourself faggot.
Yeah, you could be a bitch made nigga, or you could live a long, you know, or you could die young. I don't know which one. I mean, most of them choose not to look like a bitch. I mean, we could use a little bit more of that, but white people think too much.
Just a little bit more, not enough.
Again, all things. We need more risk. We need less risk aversion, but in moderation. We need a moderate amount more of risk tolerance.
We need every white guy being like as charismatic with women as Stryker is.
He's charismatic with women?
He's charismatic. I assume he's charismatic with women too. He gets pussy.
He's charismatic. He gets pussy because he's not risk averse.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's more because actually it's not that he's charismatic, he's more like a nigger. He's kind of just like a nigger.
That's what I was gonna say.
Well, it's because he's Italian.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons that Italians were more risk-averse or less risk-averse than, say, like, WASPy white people is because they had, like, communities to fall back on that would have their back without question. I think that's been broken up.
Like Southern Europeans.
Right. So you knew that if you fuck up, even if you did the wrong thing, like, your mom and, like, the people that live on your block are just going to come out for you no matter what. Like, they're not going to think about
it. That's what I learned from Ken McDonald is the Stryker is a communist because he's from Italy. Facts.
Yeah, and that's why all these spurgy, like, WASPy people online, like, hate him and call him, like, names. Like, oh, this guy. Yeah, anyway.
He's a collectivist.
Well.
He doesn't understand the primacy of the individual.
Well, the thing is, though, it's like, you know, you talk about, like, Northern Europeans being super individualistic, but what about, like, Scandinavians? Like, they had that whole social welfare state and everything. So, you know...
That's fairly recent, though, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the other thing is, I also remember, I think what it really is it's how do communities police themselves? And what I noticed from my relatives that were living in Fargo and in Minnesota and stuff, all the Scandinavian relatives up there, is they actually had very tight-knit, and not very large, tight-knit communities. And it was family-based because it was a family and cousins and stuff like that. So there was a tight-knit family there. And there was not too many. There were some friends and people from church and things like that. It was very tight-knit, and it was very self-policing in terms of, like, norms and morals. Through what McDonald talks about, like, issues of, like, moral shaming and the fact that people are, like, watching you to make sure you're staying upstanding and things like that. Very much like that. I don't know. It's not like, I mean, I guess it's a form of collective. It can almost become a form of collectivism. I don't know. These words all get confused. But this is my observation of these communities. However, these communities were so naive that, yes, they absolutely would allow a black person into their midst. And because then of the social punishments for, like, racism, that black person would then be able to exploit them because they would feel bad. Or a Jew or something like that. They would exploit them just because they've been told by people in charge, you're not supposed to think that about these people. So that's what the weakness is. Like,
the Scandinavians also don't really have a lot of historical experience with racial outsiders. It's more like Southern Europeans and Eastern Europeans who had to deal with, like, Muslim incursions.
True. That's true. But I think, you know, you don't need that much experience. What it is that there's the surrounding culture and rules are telling you that, like, because you could see these people, like, if they didn't have this whole narrative structure, as soon as, like, black people started doing nigger stuff, they would react very harshly against them, if not for this overall structure, which is what we used to see in America. we just see like Anglos and such like creating Jim Crow laws and all this segregation stuff and things like that. I mean, the people that killed Emmett Till were probably Anglo-Saxon or some kind of British Isles descent, like in there, in, you know, or Appalachian or something like that, right? So they're not like Southern Europeans, you know. So these, and what it is, as you said, as Alex said, but we were talking before the show, like racism is not quite the same as ethno-nationalism, is actually being like racially nationalistic. And I think in America, it was a very racist country, but that racism was like, niggers, get out of our town. And they never thought systematically about it.
Yeah, because there's been this sort of stupid online discussion, debate about things like American founders, whether Americanism is something people should be trying to make an appeal on, which, of course, most of us think is silly. Like Ben Franklin nationalism, that kind of thing. The idea that America itself is much more ethno-nationalistic and that founding father mythos is super important to Americans, that kind of thing.
I think that's just wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think it's true. Like, I think you're messing up like a stupid advertising campaign that like conservatives do with what people really think. It's like, I don't think people really give a fuck. And the reason people like Trump wasn't because Trump went out there and talked about Ben Franklin. In fact, he never did. It's because Trump said, I'm going to get rid of the Mexicans and I'm not going to let the government take your guns and shit like that. Like, so they like them.
Jobs from China.
Right, yeah. No, he just said stuff.
The only thing he's even close to being correct on was foreign policy on China.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't really think that. I mean, I think people make an error if they think that Americans have like some deep sense of history. Like, they don't. They don't.
Well, they're doing the thing where you appeal to a fictional group of people in your brain that you made up 5 seconds ago. Like,
yeah.
You know, those patriotic Americans that they love Ben Franklin, and they love the Founding Fathers, they love James Madison. Like, who?
You mean that, like, one guy I see with a, like, Gadsden flag license plate?
Yeah, but even that guy is also doing that. That guy is doing the same thing. It's for him also something he just thought of and thought was a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's... And look, it's a shame. Because we have been cut off from our history. I actually understand the idea of trying to construct a history for white Americans who have effectively been robbed of it since World War II. My thing is, like, let's actually just acknowledge the reality, and then we can form the common bond based on this shared experience of having been robbed of our history. Like, this is something we can all understand. Like, we have been cut off from a long history of our... And one thing I will say about, like, the founders and people in that era... They had a more profound connection to their past in Europe than we have to them. And they probably understood multiple different types of things. You know, they probably liked, you know, German philosophers and Roman militarists and all that stuff. You know, all that shit, right? So we might as well just find our connection to all of Europe, to all of our history, to everything that we've ever done. And, like, it's going to be contradictions and weird stuff in there, like things that don't match up, like... Well, how, you know, you like Rome, but you also like the Germans. Yes. Yeah, I like both. I like Rome, and I also like the Germans that kicked Rome's ass. I like both. What are you going to do about it? I'll be like that nigger when they tell him he's got a penis. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, I like both. I like both the Germans.
I'll see you, Courtney.
I like German barbarians and Roman legions at the same time. I just like, I'll play either one in a campaign. I'll switch. I'll play one, then I'll play the other the next day. Whichever. Whatever.
Dude, I killed as Germany in Civ 5. Oh, fuck. Back in the day. Ooh.
Well, there's a... I think
there's one the most OP civilization in that thing.
You can actually do... There's actually games you can, like, redo. You can reenact Teutoburg Forest. Like, Rome is just still going to lose. Like, you just got no advantages here. Like, you're just... You're in a ravine in, like, a single column... Like a long stretched out supply line, all they're just rolling boulders down at you. You can't do shit. What are you gonna do? It's fucked. You made a big error. You should have thought about that. But yeah, what was that? Lucius Varus was the general that fucked up and did that. There's a great scene in I, Claudius, for nerds that like stuff like this, where Augustus gets word about the Teutoburg Forest, and he's like, Varus, where are my eagles? Because they stole the eagle standard, which is, oof, wow, that's tough. That's really a big blow. That hurts a lot. You know, that's the kind of thing that is really like cutting. You might as well cut off your own balls publicly if you're the emperor and that happens, which is how he felt. So, yeah, anyway, I don't know. The other thing is, growing up, maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I loved that shit as a kid. All that Roman history. The Romans I liked. Greeks are sort of interesting when you get older because there's, like, philosophy and ideas and stuff. But the Romans, when you're a kid, you like it because there's, like, wars. Like, battles. You know? And that you could look into. And, yeah, so I don't have any intention of, like, pretending that I'm into some bullshit and not telling you what I really like. Like, I'll just, like, why not just be who you are? Like, I really just like Roman and German stuff and European stuff. I like some American stuff, but only that stuff which I actually really appeals to me and appealed to me before I thought about it politically. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be something that I actually am like, yeah, I just like that because I like it. I don't even feel, you don't have to, if you have to explain it, then I feel like it's fake. I just like it because I like it. Like, I've got right now in front of me, a guy, a fan of ours, made a wood burning for me of Robert E. Lee and the battle flag. I think you guys have one too, maybe.
He offered to make me one. I don't think I gave him an idea yet. I didn't have a design in mind. But yeah, I gotta hit him up on that.
Well, yeah, I've got a Robert E. Lee wood burning with the battle flag behind it, and it says
"United." That's the one he did for jail. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. No, it's awesome, and like it's right here in my study, and you know I like it because I like it. Also, it's something I was at. It's like a big, huge deal that the news, international fucking incident that we fucking were at the heart of, and yeah, I've got this memorial of it forever, and I like it. I don't give a shit that it's like got Robert E. Lee and I'm a Yankee, whatever. I don't care. Yeah, there's a contradiction there. You know what? Fuck you. I don't care.
What's the contradiction? Confederates hate America. I hate America.
Well, yeah, no, there goes, Mike, because you're a Yankee, Mike.
Southern generals, copperheads didn't want to go to war with us in the fucking first place.
Yeah, but I also feel no need to resolve. I don't feel like I have anything to explain. Sure, I'm a Yankee.
Honestly, being anti-American is a very long-standing American tradition.
Yeah, yes. Hating the fucking government is like that's actually something that I feel we can all get behind. One of the things, though, that also why people are like libertarian.
I think we would hate the government if it wasn't gay, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. The government is really gay, and has been, frankly. It's always been pretty fucking gay. It was arguably even gay, like in the immediate aftermath of the revolution. It started getting gay.
Whiskey Rebellion.
Real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, Shays Rebellion. And, yeah, they were immediately like, oh, yeah, we got rid of the English. Well, we did that because we wanted to fuck with you actually worse.
Yeah, we wanted to, like, jack your taxes up three times after the war.
Yeah, English were actually kind of leaving you alone. Well, we're not going to do that. Because we're now actually have the proximity to actually...
You just rebelled over a fucking tax on...
Wow, you fucked up, didn't you? Looks like you made
it. Now we're going to raise your taxes. We're going to triple them.
This retarded king was a pretty... kind of like an absentee landlord. Now you have a landlord who's here all the time. He's up your ass. Well, good job. Nice. Smart.
Yep. Just got a key to your place. He's just coming in all hours.
But like, then...
You could have just had the landlord who's 3,000 miles away and exactly. You could, like, smoke meth in your apartment. And it's
right. Yeah, you're like... You could just go ahead and mix up meth in that trailer park and that landlord doesn't give a fuck.
Just, like, paint over the windows so nobody can see it.
Tape cardboard boxes.
I knew somebody who actually did that. There was, like, a meth house, like, 3 doors down from me, like, years back.
I thought they, like, duct tape cardboard boxes, and that's like a...
Well, that's a way to do it without damaging the fucking property and, right. Like, drawing...
Right, you want to be... At some point, you're going to want to be able to sell your meth trailer.
You know what they will do? Because I had a neighbor right here who did this. They will dig a hole under the trailer. They will have, like, a cave under the trailer itself.
See, now, this is white people ingenuity.
Going into the cave.
This is the thing. Like, even these so-called, like, white trash people that do this stuff, like, the level of ingenuity, like, imagine, like, they dig a literal cave underneath.
Well, to be fair, you're flying on methamphetamines. What are you going to do?
Well, you're going to need a task.
Yeah, you need a task. You need something to keep you occupied.
You need to just keep doing it.
I don't work for Saddam for a long time. So.
Well, you know why meth heads always have, like, these skin lesions and stuff? It's because they don't have anything to do. It's, like, because you smoke meth and you sit around, like, watching TV or something, and you got to do something with, you know, you have this impulse to, like, you're compulsive, have to do something. Let me just dig a fucking cave. That way you won't have to have all those weird scabs and shit. You know, you're picking at yourself. You'd be digging. Maybe something to do with your hands.
It's a shame we can't put them in some kind of productive use, like have them split firewood or something.
Well, these are the kinds of innovations that once we have, like, a white nationalist North American ethno state. Well, how are we using meth heads? I don't know. You maybe I'm split fire. We put them to some kind of work. You know, something that
big high speed rail networks that we have.
Well, you don't want to make it too. It's got to be something fairly simple and repetitive, like splitting firewood, for example. You can't, even if you fuck that up, like what's the worst that happens? Like, you chop your own leg off. All right, whatever. That doesn't hurt anybody but you.
Just give you meth and you won't feel it.
I don't know. Does meth have that effect? Does it,
I don't know.
I think you actually still can feel pain if you're on meth. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? I would have no idea. You know.
I would imagine a lot of stuff. Not even kind of dull sensation, though. At least, I mean, like crackheads and meth heads, they can just power through anything.
Yeah. Well, particularly when. Well, not the thing is, you don't want to do fent and meth at the same time because then you're just sober. So, as we learned in the George Floyd trial, in fact. People that are on both meth and fent at the same time are basically just like you and me. I mean, if you're sober, like you're not on any drugs, and you're walking around just doing your thing, you might as well be on meth and fent, because it's just the same. Because George Floyd was just like you and me. He was on meth and fent, but he's actually just canceled it out, and he's fine. Yeah. Man, I so wanted that. The one thing I would have loved out of that trial, and this might have even happened. I think that attorney might have even gotten something like this. I can't remember. Is just get one of these fucking doctors to say that, like, meth is safe. You know, like, I think he actually trolled. I think that attorney, I'd have to go back and look. He basically, I think he might have trolled, like, one of those stupid, like, respiratory doctors into basically saying. Oh, no, I think he actually asked him, like, but, you know. Is there any safe level of meth that you can do? And the doctor had to say, no, it's like never safe. But again, that puts them in a real bind, right? Because they're essentially saying.
That's an old libertarian talking point, too, about the drug schedules. I think I brought this up before. Like LSD is Schedule 1. Methamphetamine is Schedule 2. It's Schedule 2 because they want to prescribe you stuff like Adderall.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, methamphetamine should be Schedule 1.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, though, it's like. Even if you could say, like, yes, in theory, there, even though it's dangerous, like, there's a. What's really dangerous is that it's addictive and it makes you behave weird ways. You can take it and not die, right? But to get a doctor under oath who's not supposed to say these things, to say, like, oh, yeah, there's like a level at which it's safe to take this. Like, it's just not something they're really supposed to say. And so, but effectively, they have to, you know, there's. Again. A contradiction that you can exploit. That's always how you win in court. You don't win by being right or having the truth on your side. You win by just like fucking up the enemy's narrative. That's what I did. That's the only reason I got out of that fucking stupid lawsuit. Anyway, we've done an hour and a half. Okay. So we're going to, where the hell are the, oh God, I'm going to have to find the drops again. I need to get more bumpers, as I always say every time.
I got a bunch of Merchant Minute stories if you guys want to touch on those. I don't know.
Yes, that would be great. We do a live Merchant Minute. Or something like that. Or you could just give us your prep and we can discuss. Let me see. I'm getting, like, here, I'm a retard. Okay, here we go. I think this is it. Yeah, there we go.
You're listening to TDS on the Right Stuff.
Doc Biz.
Things just ain't the same for racists. Niggas is raging, there's mass immigration. Having no kids, so the state is changing to make way for these new names and faces. While liberal butt cheeks are chapping, I'm rapping. These swivels get wrapped up in image enacting. iPhones get snatched up by blacks, it happens. Live streams cut off when it happens, that's it. I've seen dindus, I've watched Negroes, watched Ferguson and Baltimore and watched them blow. Watched the crime rates and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits when they punch Popo. Hispanics and Negroes, I hate them both. Forming long lines at the hospital. No money, so they get the Obama phone. I just sit back and watch the show.
Everywhere that I go,
oh God,
ain't the same as before.
The
boys I used to know just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go, I got crackers I know. Who got Nazis they know. So I suggest you lay low.
I hate.
Gave the kids the derm talk, you blame me. Niggas hit many white men who can't see. But niggas can't hit racists who break free. I'm out of sight now, I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if your hood was enriched? You'd pack up your shit for a good district. Get your daughters away from their sons. I ain't a cuck, how much bigger snoot than you got? I ain't no bitch, neither. either. You feel the skin's getting crispy, about 16 degrees, I'm preheating. Nigga, we can go round for round. Standard fuck parties all over town. If you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. We got higher IQs than you, remember that. When you wanna come and steal these shoes.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before. The boys I used to know just don't know me no more. But everywhere that I go, I got crackers I know. Who got Nazis they know. So I suggest you lay low.
Oh, yeah.
Things just ain't the same for racists. Jews is anxious to make us all race mix. Don't want to shame us, shut us down and defame us. Bussing blacks through the same places that raised us. Then they wonder why we act so racist. Stop and frisk and put niggas in cages. Cause every time you let whitey say hate speech, it's dangerous to people who look like Screech. But now we got a new era of racists. ANCAP libertarians converted to statists. Looking at us now, calling us fascists. Liberals attack us, to signal for status. I'm the leader of this NRX shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get? It's funny when a country dies. Just having fun, just watching the deep.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as before.
The racist.
The boys I used to know, just don't know me no more.
The racist.
But everywhere that I go, I got crackers I know.
The racist.
Who got Nazis they know. So I suggest you lay low.
Oh, yeah.
Bars, nigga. Bars. You got bars? I know Meraki's got bars.
The race.
I got jokes and bars. I got both.
I'm trying to do like a parody of some songs by The Weeknd, and I just, that fucking guy's falsetto, I can't do it.
I kind of like The Weeknd.
Dude, he's like the best mainstream artist right now, even though he's a nigger.
He's great.
I don't think I know any song. I just know he was like wandering around in some like weird maze in the Super Bowl or something, and yeah. But like during the Super, he was doing a halftime show a few years ago, and yeah, I've never actually listened to him. But there's nothing really interesting about the music that's out now. I just listen to stuff I used to listen to as I was a kid, which is like mostly
for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you supposedly. This is a thing in your brain, like the music you liked when you're 14. You're just always gonna like it, no matter how shitty it was.
No man, I was listening to the new Mastodon. New Mastodon's not bad.
What were you listening to Mastodon when you were 14?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
Dude, I just started getting really into Radiohead. I wasn't into Radiohead as a kid.
I like Radiohead. I know it's like kind of woman shit. It's like girl stuff. But like,
oh, is it?
Well, that's kind of the...
I like Lana Del Rey, too. Call me gay. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I actually don't care. I just like it because I like it. I'm allowed to like things. Fuck you. I'm also allowed to hate things. I don't have to like anything. I don't have to hate anything. I can have my own opinions. I'm an individual.
Music video of the Mastodon music video, More Than I Could Chew, the one's got the demon in it. He likes that shit for some reason. He makes me put it on.
You know what annoys me is the fact that it's like, if you can like whatever kinds of music you want, and that's like your individual choice, therefore like politically you should never actually team up with white people.
Mm.
Because we have individual tastes in music that are like kind of different.
How can we ever get along?
We can never politically organize, right? Yeah.
All
right. It's impossible, right?
I like Lana Del Rey, and you like Adele. How are we ever going to live near each other?
I don't like either. I just like rap music. Man, I just actually like it. I know it's, like, terrible, but again, you know, I was raised in a nigger culture. What can I do?
I went through that phase. I still like some Biggie Smalls.
Yeah. Like
dude, I'm sorry. Some of that shit is funny. See,
when rappers were allowed to say faggot... Dude,
rap is like pro-gay now. It's just like pro-gay. It's not even like it used to be. If you watch like old school, listen to old school, or even if you watch like battle rap, which ultimately battle rapping became dominated by whites. Like the best battle rapper is this guy called Pat Stay, and another one is called like Chuggo. You remember Chuggo? Like, come on, fucking guy. I don't know. It's a classic song. So these are white guys that do like battle rapping, and they're the funniest because they have like actual funny jokes. And are actually clever. Where the niggers are just like, I'm going to shoot you with a gun.
They also have a larger brainal area so they can hold more words in it.
Yes.
More a larger vocabulary. Yeah.
Did you see this thing recently? I'm sure Ock Nation talked about it. There was only SoundCloud rappers. And he was like,
I'll meet you outside my house. You'll get smoked. And he, like, gave an actual, like, time, like, at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, I'll be outside my house. And, like, some niggers rolled up and killed him.
Like, okay. I mean, look, you know.
He, like, laid the gauntlet down, and then they came and blew him away.
Darwin Award.
Look, this is it's like an honor culture, right? This is, like, nigger honor culture. It's like SoundCloud rapper honor culture. Like, if you make the challenge, like, somebody shows up and kills you. Yeah.
Challenge accepted, nigga.
I feel like this is a problem. This is not even a problem. This is, like, this is something. This is just part. I accept this as part of their culture. I have no feeling like I need to. And the only problem is I wouldn't want any bystanders, any non-black bystanders to get involved in
this. Tim Wise, come get me 3 p.m. outside my house.
Yeah. I mean, he knows where it is. Or he can just go ahead and ask, like, the
he
SPLC
call up
or
his
something.
Cousin in the FBI or, like, CIA.
That's the thing about Jews is they don't fight fair. Like, that's actually their whole thing. Is like, and in fact, Maurice Samuels talks about this. Like, you fucking goys and your fair fighting honor ideas. Like, this idea that, like, yeah, that's fucking dumb. We don't do that. We just don't ever do that. But, yeah. Anyway, but what was funny is, like, when we were talking about yesterday that PragerU video where they got that butt goy to go ahead and say Israel is, like, the most moral military ever. It's like, well, why do you lie? Like, you don't care. According to Maurice Samuels, you don't give a shit about that. So why are you lying to us? Anyway, so we've got a new Kristallnacht has happened, apparently.
Yeah,
this is
a new Kristallnacht.
We're finally taking over the government, guys.
Yeah, so Kristallnacht, USA, August 8th, 2022. Every individual supporting this administration is part of the battering ram that led to the destruction of USA Pillars of Freedom by Alan Bergstein, Israel 7, Israel National News, Arutz Sheva. Arutz Sheva is a right-wing from the Jew perspective, from the Israeli perspective, a right-wing news outlet. So this is probably like a right-wing Jew saying this. Mark the date in your memory. August 8th, 2022, will be recorded in history as a Kristallnacht of American democracy. No, it won't. I guarantee you one thing will not happen is that this date will not be recorded in history as the Kristallnacht of
American. This date might not even be recorded in history.
It's not going to be recorded in history at all. Or it's going to be recorded in terms of, like, what was the New York Times headlines about it? That's what's going to be recorded in history. And even when we take over, I'm not going to feel a need to, like, really go back and do too much editing on this stuff. Like, but, so what actually happened here? They went in and they took, like, he wasn't there, of course. So they took, like, documents or something. But, like, the other thing is, this isn't even unique. It's funny for this Jew to be overreacting because this isn't even unique as regards to Trump. Like, they've done this shit to him before. And to his supporters.
So that's what I was trying to ascertain. Is it looks like they took out 12 boxes. And apparently he had gotten stuff out of the National Archive. Because the National Archive is kind of like a big library, right? So you go there and you can take things out. And they're trying to somehow turn this into a case of something or other.
Like he stole intelligence or something?
Yeah, it's like your library card was expired. Trump, we got you now.
Yeah, so I got this. Something else I saw, which is a headline this morning that I got, was this guy, Scott Perry. So Scott Perry is a Republican congressman from Pennsylvania. And he says that yesterday morning, or was this from, this is from August 10th. So this is today. So he's out there today saying this morning.
Asked for 20,000
okay, troops. I didn't want that video to play. He's saying this morning, while traveling with my family, 3 FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their demand. I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI is under the direction of Merrick Garland would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress. My phone contains him, blah, blah. Anyway, so it actually is unprecedented. Like, this dude's in Congress. Now, he was involved in January 6th and all that shit. But typically, you'd expect that if the FBI wanted something from a member of Congress, they would, in fact, contact their lawyer or do something like that. But they just rolled up on him when he's in his car and just like take his shit.
Wouldn't it be easier to just use NSO spyware?
Well, wouldn't it be easier just to call his office? Well, the problem with that is then they're like, he would fight it legally. Like they wanted to, like they, you know, again, but the other thing is they just want to humiliate people. And like, I don't like Scott Perry is like one of these stop the steal, probably doing COVID tardiness. He's probably just like a Trump tard. You know what I mean? He's basically a MAGA tard trying to cash in on that, grift on that. But the thing is, and the thing that pisses me off, Stryker was saying this on Stryker and Mike yesterday, and I agree with him. The thing that pisses me off about the Trump and the Trump movement is that they never take the things that are done to them and make them as if they're like wider issues. It's like the problem is that they specifically are having these problems. Not that, you know, they don't even make the case about like conservatives. It's just like them, much less whites. So it's obvious that the FBI, I think, is flexing because they didn't like this leak, this whistleblower leak, and these inconvenient questions that their director had to be asked by Republicans in Congress over this shit. And I think this is literally like they're flexing back. I think they're flexing back. They're pissed. The thing about this that I think is good for us is that they're going to be distracted now going after these people, which is, you know, it's dumb. They're dumb. If the actual thing is you want to fight white supremacy, what you should be doing, and again, I can say this because one, it's no mystery to Jews that actually understand this, and two, like, they don't listen to me anyway. You should be seeking to isolate conservatives from white nationalists. You shouldn't be oppressing them both in the same way, thereby putting them in the same boat. That's fucking stupid. You should be seeking to separate and isolate, which is actually what the real Jewish strategy is. Problem is, they got to rely on too many butt goys that don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get that Jews don't give a fuck if conservatives are out there saying and doing dumb shit, as long as they're not really threatening their power, which Donald Trump isn't. So, but you've got all these lip. I mean, I think, you know, I think there are Jews that care. There are Jews that are pissed. But then they also have like liptards that are basically going way too far with shit just because they hate conservatives.
And that's what happens FBI, when you call regular conservatives Nazis all the time. People are not going to be able to draw a distinction.
Right. And they can't. And also the media just like lies. Like they tell, it's funny, they want so badly to be suppressing white supremacy. Now, I think the strategy here is also that they want conservatives to then reify that moral system by denying, rather than just passing the shit test. If conservatives started passing the Nazi racist shit test, they would stop being called it. The best way to stop being called that thing is because they don't actually really bother to call us that in like a name-calling fashion. You know what I mean? Like they call us these things, but it's not. It's sort of more just like it's like a bland descriptor. Like, I mean, I can't even remember when I've been like characterized particularly badly in media because they know if they say like, oh, "This guy's a Nazi," I'll be like, "Okay."
Yeah.
I don't feel
Thank
any
you.
Need.
Compliment. I love it.
Yeah, I don't feel any need to like explain myself to you. But yeah, so
yeah, but the real Nazis are Democrats. I mean, it's like in this article here. Well, that's all of the formerly independent federal agencies, Homeland Security, the IRS, and Justice Department, are now an essential militant part of a totalitarian fascist government that dominates and is willing and able to prosecute any of us who stray from the paths of the Democrat Party.
Right.
That's what this Jew is hyperventilating about.
You know what's funny? The Nazis didn't even do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, they actually weren't particularly repressive internally in Germany when they were in power. They weren't, like, they really weren't. Like, compared to generally the tide of human history, there was nothing outstanding about the kind of a internal repression they were doing. In fact, they were probably, it was probably pretty nice. But yeah. So, that's sort of funny. Like, I actually would like to see, like, a comparison, an actual real comparison. In terms of, like, policies, arrests, people locked up, people, like, you know, people not allowed to defend themselves, like, warrantless searching and all this kind of, you know, all these typical hallmarks of secret police and a totalitarian secret police regime. Which, the funny thing is, the real horror stories are all coming out of the USSR. Like, the actual horror stories that involve real people that actually happened and are documented to have happened all come out of the USSR. Which, not to say even if the Nazis did some of this, I would even care, because it's not, you know, it's whatever. But, yeah. But, of course, Jews always get out in front, so the only thing that you're ever actually supposed to be mad about is Nazi Germany. Okay, so never before in American history has a former president been falsely, again, it's just about him, right? Falsely, maliciously targeted, investigated, singled out, labeled, even when he was in office, as treasonous to the country. For 3 years, the likes of Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff. Okay, so hold on a second, Mr. Alan Bergstein. What race is Adam Schiff? Adam Schiff is behind the new Kristallnacht? This is how you know he's lying. Does this fucking kike actually think Adam Schiff is engaging in like a new Kristallnacht?
Well, what about the magistrate judge that approved the search warrant? What about that guy?
Yes. So, wait, what is this? Well, yeah, I mean, why not call these people out as Jews? right? Like Alan Bergstein, why don't you tell the people that are reading your dumb article? Now, frankly, the readers in Israel know this. Like, readers in Israel know Adam Schiff is a kike because they know anybody named Schiff is a kike. Even if they don't specifically know this guy, they see Adam Schiff. Like, yeah, that's one of us. That's our guy, right? That, I mean,
you tell by his physiognomy, he looks like he's straight out of Israel.
Wait, Peter Schiff is a kike?
This is Adam Schiff, but yes.
Well, no, they're both kikes.
They're both. Yeah. The answer is yes.
Peter Schiff's father was like a, didn't he like do taxes?
Erwin Schiff?
Yeah.
Erwin Schiff actually went to jail because he was doing that bit of like, there's no law that says you have to pay taxes. buy my kit. He was basically selling, he was an attorney, and he was like selling like kits of like don't pay taxes kits or something like that. And people were buying him, and they, all of the stuff in it was like lies. It was all fake bullshit about like how you don't have to pay taxes, and here's how
you should be in jail. You should go to jail for that.
Well, I actually don't really give a shit that Erwin Schiff went to jail. But it's funny, because that was back in the day. But the funny thing is, like, other Jews, I didn't understand this. I would see, like, non-libertarian Jews, like, debate Peter Schiff. And he would be debating all these libertarian principles and stuff. And he'd be, like, owning them on principles of capitalism and whatnot. And they would just make a comment, like, about his father. And like, for Jews, like, that's kind of an own. They're like, your father actually got put in jail in America. As a Jew, like there's an implication that, like, your dad was so dumb, he let these guys put him in jail, you fucking moron. But, yeah. But, yeah, no, he was basically just doing, like, tax fraud. And they'll, you know, it's not like no Jew has ever gone to jail. I mean, I would wonder when the last time it happened was, but that was also, I think that was in, like, the 80s or something like that, they put Erwin Schiff in jail. But, yes. So, Peter Schiff, Erwin Schiff, and, frankly, everyone named Schiff. I mean, we've got Adam Schiff here. We've got, Jacob Schiff, who was the one funding the Trotskyists in the Soviet Union, you know, back in the day. And in fact, even he did not attend, but he funded a celebration of the Russian Revolution. In 1917, the Jacob Schiff, who was the financier that Leon Trotsky stayed with when he visited America, New York City, and was, like, carted around by his chauffeurs and stuff, and who he, then Leon Trotsky was going to this cafe that was frequented by Jews in, like, the Upper West Side and not tipping till eventually a waiter, like, dumped soup on him because they were so mad at him. No, this is all true. This is all, like, literally documented. This dude, this nigga would not tip. And finally, the wait staff at this cafe just dumped his soup on him because they were so annoyed that he would show up every day and not tip. And he funded a celebration, although he wasn't able to attend, he funded a celebration of the Russian Revolution at Carnegie Hall in 1917. Anyway, there's like a big party they held when the Bolsheviks took over. Anyway, so what did I step on there? Some of you had something?
I think we were going to look at Bruce Reinhardt for a second.
Yes. Do you have a picture of this guy?
Just do a search for Bruce Reinhardt.
All right. Yeah, because when I click on that window, you guys disappear.
So I looked up the meaning of the name Schiff. It's German for ship.
Yeah.
Apparently it was like a name that mariners had, and I'm just like wondering, I wonder what ships his ancestors owned.
What type of ship?
I wonder.
Were they involved in? I've also been told that, like, Schiff, now this is something that could be totally fake, that it was like a phony, it was like a crypto name for someone named Cohen, but again, that
I saw bullshit. Something about it having, being like a variant of Cone. I'm like, how did that happen?
Well, they've got a lot of crypto names. So Bruce Cohen, this guy's name, Bruce Cohen, lawyer, let me see, Trump. Let's look. So Bruce Cohen on Twitter, it's very clear now Trump abuses power. This is the same dude. All right, I'm having a hard time finding this guy. Here he is. Is this the dude?
This guy, genetically.
So is this the guy?
No.
Different Bruce Cohen?
No, Bruce Reinhardt is the name.
Yeah, this guy
Bruce Reinhardt, not Bruce Cohen. Okay. Here we go. This guy is a Senate Judiciary lawyer, though. So we just stumbled across another one. But yeah, okay, so different guy. That's a different guy. Politico is
gonna give you the scoop on this.
Okay. Bruce
Reinhardt.
See, that's annoying because that's actually oh my god. Yes, here we go. Oh, God. Here, I got this guy. Hold on.
Bashy Gaines saw this. He's like, this guy is literally Herschel.
So, literally, genetically, this guy looks like he was born in Israel.
Goyim, I'm going to raid the president's compound.
Yeah, look, we're going to raid Mar-a-Lago. Get the documents.
I want the document. I have the documents, Alex.
Yeah, we've got the documents. What fucking documents did this guy even have? Like, was this the documents on like the JFK assassination that he was supposed to release? Remember that one?
Oh man, wait a minute. Let me see here.
It's the document that says Mossad JFK.
So there's actually a little bit of media stir about this because he was defending Jeffrey Epstein. Like, yes, we're defending clients connected to Epstein. And there was a conflict of interest there because he was also a federal prosecutor. And then a day later, he stops being a prosecutor, and now he's representing Epstein.
Okay, this. So here we go. Look at this article we got here. This is really funny. So we got Judge Bruce Reinhart was appointed by who? The Florida man who ordered the FBI to raid the Trump residence. Donald Trump appointed Judge Bruce Reinhart to the position, and he began serving as a judge in 2018. He gave his blessing to the search of the former president's property. So this also shows you that, like, you can never earn, even if you wanted to operate in some kind of, like, gangster mob fashion, like, you know, everybody gets everyone else's back. You just can't do it with Jews because they already have, like, a gang mob.
They don't understand reciprocity. They don't get it.
They probably get it. They just think it's stupid. Like, they're not going to give it to you. They'll give it to each other. But, like, Jews are always just on Team Jew. Like, this guy, like, that's the thing. It's like you give, you would think there'd be, like, a quid pro quo maybe, right? Like, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. Yeah. You would think, like, maybe a president could get some, could expect the judges he appoints won't actually, like, indict him and shit like that.
This proves that judge has lots of integrity because he went against the guy who employed him.
Yeah, he cares
just
about the law.
He's a very moral person.
Yeah, he cares about the law more than personal loyalties.
That's legitimately the libtard spin on this. That's what it's going to be. Guaranteed.
If they even bother to think about it. I mean, yeah. But it's sort of funny that it's like the complaint is like, why can't you be corrupt in a traditional way, Jews? Like, but it's what's funny is like traditional types of corruption like aren't really even all that bad. Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck if somebody's like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna give the government contract to fix the road to like my cousin's like, you know, concrete mixing company. No one cares. I mean, probably somebody cares, but I'd rather have a white country where people do that type of shit than like a Jew country where they're like absolutely like they're lots of integrity and in following the Talmudic versions of the laws that they write for us. You know, so
this guy has such a bug up his ass about defending Epstein though. Like, you got to quit your job so you can do that, but like white nationalists can't find fucking.
So yeah, explain that, because
you have to get represented by people like Lin Wood.
Yeah, well, yeah, Lin Wood, who actually is literally a fucking complete shyster, grifter, and probably isn't nearly as crazy as he pretends, like, but was doing that.
You have to pretend to be completely insane to get the support of conservatives.
Well, that's the funny thing, is you pretend to be a complete lunatic, paranoid lunatic, to get, like, the particularly root-kitted MAGA people to, like, give you money. Like, the most hacked MAGA-tards ever.
Yeah, the people who schizo post on Facebook.
Right, yeah, just pretend to be a schizo and get their money. Like, frankly, you know who one of the biggest ones is, like, what's the MyPillow guy?
Fuck.
He's legitimately fucked up. Like, he's legitimately...
I've already forgotten that guy's name. That's how little I care about
Mike
him.
Mike Lindell. He's legitimately mentally, like, he's crazy. He actually probably has several diagnosable psychiatric disorders. Like,
he has an anoxic brain injury from his history of drug abuse.
Right, from being a crackhead. And as a result, like, something's wrong with him, but whatever. He's not, like, a bad person. He's just fucked up. But so this Reinhart character quit his job to defend Jeffrey. Can you fill us in on that?
He worked as a federal prosecutor until January 1st, 2008, when a day later he became a defense attorney representing employees of Epstein, according to a 2018 story by the Miami Herald. According to the Herald, employees included pilots for Epstein, a scheduler, and a woman who had been described by some of Epstein's victims as a sex slave.
Okay, and so
I want to defend this guy.
So then, despite doing this, he then waltzes back into like a U.S. attorney job as a presidential appointee in 2018. So I wonder. In fact, I don't wonder. I don't wonder at all if there is any connection between him having been a Epstein lawyer and him getting an appointment from the Trump administration in 2018. I don't wonder if there's a connection there. Because I'm quite sure that there is. And then here he goes and he turns around and he then says, okay, you can go ahead and search Trump's residence. We can be quite sure that no Epstein-related documents are there, frankly. Did anybody ever order the search of Epstein's mansion? I mean, I know they went and seized stuff, but I think they seized it to, like, keep anybody from seeing it. Like, they went in there to, like, hide that shit.
One of my questions is exactly, like, how Jew controlled is Florida? Because the
100%.
I'll just answer that question right now. Scribe Reinhardt, who had been a magistrate judge since 2018, is well respected within the Palm Beach County legal community. Reinhardt is married to Circuit Judge Carolyn Bell, a former federal prosecutor, is appointed to the bench by then-Governor Rick Scott, a Republican, who is now a senator. He's a former prosecutor and defense attorney, and he's also known for being meticulous, said Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg,
a Democrat.
who was elected state attorney, but who also once worked for Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi. So political affiliations really don't seem to be the salient factor here.
It seems to be loyalty to Jewish power.
Yeah, and just being Jewish, like how Jew-controlled is Florida? Like totally, 100%, completely Jew-controlled. There are probably some people, like DeSantis-style buttgoys, that have certain
But are these buttgoys just, are they naive?
No. No. They know, like, Ron DeSantis is well aware that Jews are his boss, and you know how I know that? It's because he puts shit about the fucking Holocaust and kikes in, like, everything. Like, every time this guy does, like, a based thing that's, like, owning the libs, he's, like, giving Jews special status at the same time. Like, we said, like, his whole thing about, like, they passed some law to, like, not tear down monuments in Florida. And everyone's like, oh, based, like, he's protecting the Confederate statues. But no! The fucking top of the list of the type of monuments that are protected are, like, Holocaust museums.
Hmm.
Was anybody... We should eventually tear these things down. They will be torn down. They will be destroyed. We will dance...
With due process, we will burn these buildings to the ground.
We will knock these buildings down and dance on the rubble. Like,
no. We're going to make them into amusement parks.
That's cool.
We're going to have a Holocaust death coaster. That's going to be really cool.
We can do both. One of them, the amusement park, will be come to the Holocaust Museum with a sledgehammer. You got 5 minutes. Like, we'll charge admission, and you can smash up as much stuff. There's actually, you want to watch out for that because people might hurt themselves and try and sue you. But if there's no more Jews...
Odinists set up a church in that old Holocaust museum. How about that?
We'll have a Satru temple there. Just like people can worship the Aryan god of thunder, there was a restaurant actually, or a bar in New York City that was like, yeah, you can come and smash like old VCRs and TVs in this room with like sledgehammers and stuff. And of course, immediately someone got a laceration and like had to go to the hospital, had nerve damage. And so, yeah, I could have told you that was going to happen like first day. Anyway, that's just stupid. But what we would do is it would be like Walter Block style, like caveat emptor. Like if you come to the Holocaust Museum to smash things up, like you're just going to have to... You're on your own. Like if you hurt yourself, you held us harmless from all liability for that. But anyway, look, there's a lot of ideas. We've got a lot of ideas about what we can do to these things once we take power. I think bad ideas back and forth. Park
would be a real moneymaker.
We have a lot of them. So we can actually use... There's so many. We can try different things.
We could do, like, you know that whole thing that you did when you were a kid where, like, the floor is lava and you have to, like, jump on the furniture and not touch the floor?
Yeah.
Electric floors.
Yeah.
We could make a game out of that.
Look, there's so many Holocaust museums.
Like, mildly electric and they will shock you.
There's so many and people want to visit them all because there'll be so many different kinds of activities going on in all of them. They'll actually be way more popular. People will actually go to them.
We could have one of those fake gas chambers where you get a selfie of yourself like being gassed,
and it's just like the like smoke grenades that
you can do that now. if you want, in Boston, I believe the Boston Holocaust Memorial has like these glass, etched glass panels with like the names of supposedly all these Jews that were supposedly killed, and they spray like mist up, and then it reveals the names on the etched glass, and you can apparently, these are like in public, and you can like get in between the glass panels and stand in there and like get gas, and there's people, we've got video, I think there's actually somewhere video of like Richard Spencer doing this, which would be pretty funny.
You can make this into just a fun thing for the whole family, like you dress up as Jews, and you go there to get photos taken of yourself being gassed. It'd be great. The whole family is, with it.
You know what's funny is this kind of at some like even in Germany there were some people that like were having this sort of cavalier funsy attitude towards like getting rid of the Jews and like the Nazis didn't like it because it was like it's not dignified. So they actually made that game Judenrat. That was actually illegal. Judenrat actually the Nazis that's, banned it because they're like this is not dignified. They're like we only do
that's a little cucked though.
We only do like the high status anti-Semitism. Well, they actually were worried about optics, so I wouldn't ban Judenrat.
I want low status and high status, medium status, mid grade, all of them.
I want the trinity of anti-Semitism.
Well, the thing is, this is like, America,
it's,
so there's
it's
no
a triune
reason.
God of anti-Semitism. You can't have one without the others.
There's
it's
no not. Reason to like worry about things like looking good. Like this is the funny thing is in America where like everything is fucking dumb and retarded is where people are like worried about looking good. It's like this is the last place you need to worry about that. Like. Like, why would you worry about optics in America where, like, everything is stupid
garish,
and ugly?
Commercial-grade anti-Semitism.
Right, yeah. See, the Nazis were actually, they needed to maintain, like, a kind of a more high-class thing. But for us, it's like, we're in America. It's a joke anyway. Let's just do everything, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. So, I don't even know. I mean, my view on this is, like, two things. One, they actually just want Trump not to run for president. Because I truly, truly believe that they want Ron DeSantis to be president. There are some people, and I think whenever I hear people say this kind of stuff, I'm like, you're a little bit too, maybe too invested in, still in like Republican versus Democrat type stuff. Where you, or maybe you just think that the like they're really invested in the next president being a Democrat or something. But I think they want Ron DeSantis. He's the only candidate with any, like, he's stupid and we hate him, but he's the only one with any kind of credibility. Like, the Democrats have no credible candidate for a 2024.
Yeah, and that means, like, if he wins the primary, he's going to win the election. And I really don't want that. I'd rather Trump crashes the whole thing with no survivors.
And that's also what, frankly, the Jews want. They don't want Trump to crash this party. That's why this is happening. And I think that and you know, he's been saying...
It looks like your little raid may have backfired because the Gateway pundit says that he shattered all fundraising records after Joe Biden's jackbooted thugs raided Mar-a-Lago.
Which, again...
I told you, Jews, that this was a dangerous gamble you were making.
But again, Trump fundraising just means Trump has money. It doesn't ever go to any cause, not even the election fraud shit. When he was doing that, he was just grifting. Like, he's grifting on this, too.
I want to know who's giving him money.
I want to know if he still has the pre-checked box on this stuff.
Probably.
You're like, signing up for the subscription.
Yeah, it's pre-checked for, like, you to ding every month for the same amount.
I want to give my entire Social Security check to Donald Trump every month.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he does. And the thing is...
He just got raided because... Let me see. He appointed Christopher Wray, right?
I believe
and so, then,
yeah.
Then he appointed the magistrate judge that signed off on the warrant.
Yeah.
He did it to himself.
Yeah. It's like the Radiohead song. We're talking about Radiohead before.
You do it to yourself.
But so
I actually have an idea for that one where it's about the Jews causing themselves to be holocausted.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's true too, but you could also do it about buttgoys. Like buttgoys that ally with Jews. It's like you do it to yourself. Because they all end up, you know what's funny? You would think that the number of people that make the calculation, I'll be a butt goy, and this will be good for me. The number of people for whom that doesn't work out is extremely high. And you'd think that at some point, this lesson might be learned, people might compare, like, hey, let me look, how is it working out? And it's not even like, the fellow whites, literal actual other whites are going to get you. No, Jews just ultimately are like, well, this guy's like a race traitor. We don't trust him either. So we, like, bye. Like, if you want Jews to take you seriously, you know what you do? Become a Nazi. It's the only people they take seriously. They don't take anyone else seriously. They don't take conservatives seriously. At all. They think that conservatives are as much of a joke as we think they are. But, yeah, so for those of you that are desperate for the respect of Jews, there's only one way to get it. You have to be a Nazi.
Stand up to them.
Yeah,
all
you
they
have
respect,
to be a Nazi.
All they respect is strength.
Yeah.
It says that President Trump on Tuesday accused Joe Biden of having advanced knowledge about the FBI raid. I don't think that Biden has advanced knowledge on anything.
No. Biden doesn't have advanced knowledge of when he's asked to take a piss. Like, you know, I mean, which I guess a lot of people don't have advanced
knowledge.
Advanced
bolts.
Well, he doesn't have advanced knowledge of when, you know, yeah. He doesn't, yeah, he just doesn't have advanced knowledge of anything. I mean, obviously... the Biden administration, if you're going to use Biden as like a catch-all for like the executive branch of government, sure, yes. Ron Klain, had advanced knowledge of this, yes.
I'm reading as a Gateway Pundit article, and they're clutching their pearls because they've got this agent, and he's got an AR-15, and they're saying, an agent holding a machine gun spotted from Mar-a-Lago. Like, it's a machine gun now? Now you're calling that a machine gun?
It's like suddenly... Well, frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if Jim Hoft...
A machine gun, like, mounted on a fucking tripod or something?
Well, the funny thing is...
Don't these have definitions?
The thing is, though, like, that actually makes sense.
That's an assault rifle.
Yeah.
The Gateway Pundit, he's not, like, staffed by people. Like, Jim Hoft is a faggot. He's probably an urbanite. Like, for him, it's a grift, too. Like, so he's probably... I think he's probably just, like, a fat... I know he's gay. I don't know where he's from. He's probably from Palm Beach or New York City or something like that. So it's not like he knows. It's not like he's, like, the people that he's appealing to. He's not one of them. He doesn't know about these things. You know, he doesn't know that, obviously, that can't be a machine gun because there's no way you could fit 47 bullets in that thing. I mean...
Trump said the U.S. is no better than Banana Republic, so there's a coordinated attack with Democrats and state, local DAs and AGs, but... Yet again, you were doing these appointments. That was you.
I mean, the description of this
in here, like you nominated and appointed these people.
The description of this is a Banana Republic.
This a Banana Republic.
Yeah,
it's like a matzo ball republic. Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's not actually inaccurate. Like, this is the kind of shit.
Get away with this, though. Trump can do this shit to himself, and then people give him money and sympathy
because they're right. Fucking shit.
The reason is, I think, because...
I've been victimized by my own stupidity again. I need money.
Well, hey, if there's one thing conservatives can relate to... Yeah, I mean, there's something... There is this weird, like, connection that Trump has to one particular type of kind of, like, boomer conservative. It's not all boomer conservatives, either, or even all conservatives, or even everybody on the right. It's just a particular style that somehow... The other thing is, because I think what it is...
Good God.
This is a number of things. I mean, we can just so story ourselves into...
$35 is the minimum here.
Boomers, give me your money, boomers. I will make better use of it than you. I will actually double it if I put it in the stock market. I've done that before.
Well, so here's the problem.
Just give me your fucking money.
Like, here's what I think it is. And again, I'm going to do some just so storytelling here. So, you know, prepare for this to be completely just inaccurate and not valid at all. But what I think it is that, like, Trump is, like, they put themselves, like, in his shoes. So they see, like, I get shit from the system. He's getting shit from the system. But, like, for some reason, they view Trump as having some, like, capability of fighting back. And since then, people invest these hopes in him. And they're like, they think he can do something about it because he's, like, rich and powerful. Because, again, the conception of who can do something about stuff in America is, well, who's got money? And so there's this whole, like, kind of feedback mechanism that, you know, then the more Trump gets, like, this kind of oppression, like, the more he becomes, like, an avatar for people that feel like they're being oppressed. And so I would just say, like, understand Trump is fake. He's not going to do anything for you. And he actually might get in trouble. There was a point in which I thought he never would, but I think he might at this point. But it's like he's not going to help you. And what annoys me so much, and they all do this, is they're like, the only problem is that, like, MAGA Republicans, like Trump or Trump himself individually, or just like MAGA Republicans are getting impressed. They never talk about Americans generally are under this totalitarian police state that operates in all facets of life. It's literally this regime of psychological and economic terror that is just all pervasive.
I think that a lot of that's because the United States is no longer conceptualized as being a country. Like, we don't think of ourselves as Americans anymore. We think of ourselves as factions.
Yes, but I think it's also just lack of leadership of these people. And and frankly, the lack of leadership has made them dumber and therefore more susceptible to, like, exactly, and also, like, total Jew media control. Like, you know, the Jews that control the media that gets to conservative Trump fans, I mean, it's just as Jewish as the libtard media. And, of course, so that's why they managed to always, that's why you get these things, and you'll probably get, like, some of these conservatives saying this is, like, Kristallnacht and thinking it's, like, a smart thing to say. Think, because it's going to, oh, yeah, well, look, the state repression? Well, you know who else did state repression? The Nazis, libtards owned. But, like, that never works.
You know what this is more like? It's more like the Greek government shutting down Golden Dawn and putting everybody in prison.
Yes. Yes. Except Golden Dawn actually was, like, legit. They weren't fake. Which is why they did that. See, they're never going to put all Republicans in prison. Because Republicans are fucking fake. The reason I think they don't want Trump running again is just volatile. Like, he's just unpredictable. They don't know what will happen. They can't completely control whatever he might say. And frankly, his fan base is also volatile and erratic. And you don't know what they're going to do.
I think that's the bigger problem. It's stirred up of a whole bunch of sentiments that they don't want to be circulating out there in the mainstream.
Right. And it's not like they're fairly well inoculated against being like Nazis. But they are also like, they are angry and they are actually willing to do stuff. And they're erratic and they just unpredictable. You don't know what they'll do. And so I think the government is worried about them. And I would say this to white people, generally speaking. These type of people, but to also to all like non-faggot, libtard whites. The government is fucking scared shitless of you. Like right now, the reason they're doing this is because they're fucking afraid of us. If they weren't, they wouldn't bother. Right? Like, you don't bother oppressing people that are no threat. So the fucking fact that this Jew attorney general comes in and he makes racial oppression of whites his main agenda, his only agenda. He doesn't care about anything else. We talked about this with Kevin McDonald. There's no evidence that there's any like non-Jewish law and order helping America agenda that Merrick Garland has any interest in. No, he's pure Jewish activist from the attorney general seat. He is there to do Jewish activism and suppress Americans. Whatever else we want to say, they're not white nationalists, so they're not Nazis, but they are Americans. And they do have, in theory, the right to not be treated the way this Jew, this outsider, this foreigner is coming in and trying to treat them. I mean, on some level, they are actually our people. As dumb as they are, there are people, and I would actually stand up, and we do stand up for them. And even though they're dumb, we still stand up for them because, you know, they don't deserve this shit. And so this fucking kite comes in, and he's just doing racial. He's just a racial activist. He doesn't give a fuck about anything else. So and he's afraid of white America. He's fucking desperately afraid of it. Mark Potok of the SPLC is desperately afraid of it. Alan, what's his name? Fucking Jonathan Greenblatt is desperately afraid of white America. All these people are. So I'm just saying, let's be the thing that they worried that we are. Let's manifest ourselves into what they... We haunt their fucking nightmares. Let's just do it for real.
Become who you are.
Yes. Become what they're afraid of. So, yeah.
Otherwise, just to clarify, then we're not going to donate to the Save America Fund?
Look at that $2.50 option.
Yeah, I know the $2.50 option over here. Yeah,
it's the middle option.
$2.50 or
$250? $250. No, they've got the donations here. The smallest amount you can give is $35. Unless you click the other tab and type something in.
I'll give them one fucking dollar.
I won't even do that.
One fucking dollar.
I won't do that because it wouldn't actually piss them off like it pissed Molyneux off.
Well, as someone who actually gets donations, we do rely on people giving us money, either getting paywalls or even just donating. We've gotten like a $1 donation before.
So
when you see that, you actually kind of have, you don't want to do it publicly because it's very bad optics, but like, I get why Molyneux, I'm not saying it's right, but I understand.
Because like, if it's PayPal or something, they take a chunk of that. And it's
you get like 65 like cents.
Yeah, like, dude, just keep the dollar. Hold on to the dollar, and like, if you were going to give me recurring donations, just like combine those into $10 or $20 and give me that later.
Or just like, give me more money. Or just like, do something else. I don't know.
Get a better job to support DRS. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at this thing, Save America. This does not appear to be any kind of campaign, like in terms.
No, it's just give Trump money.
It's just give money, like.
Yeah, there's no. Do you even? Yeah, so here we got this page.
Am I even going to get a free gift for this, or is the gift just AIDS?
I don't think you get anything.
No, I don't think that. I think it's probably not going to give you shit. What you get is the honor of being grifted.
You get put on a list of people who are going to be raided in 5 years.
Wait, urgent. Wait, hold on. Dude, urgent. This is urgent. I like even on this shit tier site, they still have this awful fucking modal pop-up window. President Trump needs you to complete your donation right now. But I don't. No.
Oh, there it is, $250. You better click that.
oh, it's like the $250 button. It's like exciting. It's like this is one that will attract the black person because it's like moving around and creating like
Trump gets you red flagged.
They come take your guns.
Yeah, so the $250 button. It's like this is one that really
documents
the future. There's nothing here. So 2022 Trump founding members will go down in history as a patriot who saved America from Joe Biden, the radical left, and President Trump wants you on the team. Please contribute any amount immediately to renew your official Trump founding membership for 2022. This is just giving money. This is like literally just you're giving Donald, like personally giving him money.
What if Trump actually wanted them to raid his compound?
Oh, God, wait, hold on. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Wait, I like how there's like a checkbox here. What does this mean? Like, I agree. Wait, hold on. It's like, they're like, next to this statement here, these are dark times for our nation. As long as I have your support, I will continue to fight for the great American people. I need every single red-blooded American patriot to step up during this time. So it's like, oh, yes, FBI agents raided your compound. I agree. Okay, now if that box is checked.
Trump, why didn't you stand up for me when niggers were rioting all over the fucking
right.
country?
Right, yeah. Like, the thing is, I don't need to stand up for you, Trump. You're supposed to stand up for us.
In fact, I stood up for you in 2016.
We did,
and
what
shot,
did we
you
get?
Shit.
You didn't do shit. You never paid that back. You never showed any gratitude for what we did for you.
I'm here to collect the debt, Trump.
Yeah, actually, all this money you're grifting, give it to me. He's not going to. Well, look, sign up for text messages from President Trump. Let me tell you something. There's one thing you do not need to ever sign up for. It's text messages from President Trump. They will fucking come, no matter what.
I get text messages from Republicans, and I'm like, I haven't done Republican Party shit since 2012. Why?
Well, like
I'm
I said,
on a million lists or something.
Well, that's like the military recruiter hassling you. I'm like, dude, I'm like 42. Why are you calling me?
I still get those texts. Like, fuck off, nigger.
Well, I have been getting the Trump texts.
I had a moment of weakness where I thought about joining the Navy for a girl. Holy shit. Holy shit. No.
I mean, I know people have joined the Navy for sex, but I don't know if it was with girls.
Yeah.
You see what I did there? I'm sorry. Just, you know, old. Yeah, the Navy is gay. Get it?
No, it is.
No, but it actually literally is. Every person, again, if there's somebody in the Navy that's listening, obviously you're the exception, but most people I've ever met from the Navy were like both libtarded and also probably gay. And probably going to be FBI agents when they got out of the Navy.
Well, pick the Navy because, like, I'm short, so, like, I would be of some use on a ship. Right. But I can't be a Marine because I'm too fucking old. Also, I'm too fucking weak.
They just don't have the physical requirements. But I think the Navy, they want, like, big brains. And I think the Navy also literally just has a culture of, like, being people in it being liberal, which is different from all the other armed forces. But, like, the Navy really hard tried to recruit me after one time at a fair, at, like, a job career fair in high school. I briefly stopped at the Navy booth and, like, took a brochure. And they were like, oh, you like computers? You're interested in computers? We got a lot of computers in the Navy. And I was like, oh, I'll take your brochure. And then they just fucking, like, just were just sending all kinds of shit. My dad loved it. My dad wanted me to go in the Navy. He's like, maybe you can go to Annapolis. And I was like, nah, I smoke too much weed for that. Which is like, it's like, now I think you can just smoke weed there. But I was not that interested in it.
You could probably use fent and meth on a boat right now.
Well, it's safe. It's the best way to make sure. Well, fent and meth is just the best way to make sure you got like a healthy circulatory system, healthy heart rate going on. You want
to
bounce.
Get your energy up, but also you need the downer to bring the anxiety down to a reasonable level.
Well, basically, you want to, in order to get your heart rate at that sweet spot, right at that most healthy level, you want to kind of modulate it with fent and meth in varying quantities to just get it right to that. That's how that's the healthiest way to do it. You know, what's a good heart? What's a good sitting heart rate? Like 60?
30 beats per minute? Is that what I'm going for?
That's a little high. Shoot for 25.
30 per minute? That's low. You're basically dead. Don't you want, like, is it per minute or per second that we're dealing with beats?
30 per second if you take too much meth.
30 per second, that's when you're really on the meth, right? Like, that's, yeah. But that's why you got to take some fent to bring, you want
to
bring that down.
You need a shitload of fent to really bring that down.
30 per minute, so your heart beats once every 2 seconds. That feels like that's low.
Can we throw benzos into this as well?
Maybe. 30 per minute. Yeah, I think you want like 60, right? Isn't that a fairly ideal sitting heart rate?
This pharmacological cocktail. Wait, what? Beats per minute. We measure heart rates in beats per minute.
Okay, isn't 60 an ideal resting heart rate?
60 is pretty good. It's fairly normal.
Okay. But like I said, in order to maintain that number, you know, again, you're going to have to just modulate it with different varying quantities of methamphetamine.
You can't do that yourself. Your body can't do
No, you can't. You can't. No, you need this. This is nootropics, right? This is like
the issue you could run into, though, is that like the meth and the fent might have different half lives in the body. And so like one tapers off quicker than the other. You might have to like redose one more than the other.
Right.
It'd be really hard to work out, but I'm sure modern medicine can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a formula you could come up with. Or you could, you just want to microdose it like all day long.
Yeah, like microdose LSD on top of all this.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's just so you feel relaxed.
Boost your creativity. Yeah.
Like Cernovich was talking about microdosing. It's like when we first started about like how all these MAGA people started getting like depoliticized because things started getting kind of rough and also like they're really dumb. And like one day in Striking Mike, we were just going to criticize Cernovich, so I go to his Twitter. And he had this whole thread on like microdosing LSD, and I was like, "Yeah, that basically proves the fucking point that he's sitting there talking about that shit." But you'd be surprised how many fucking people get taken in by that shit, that microdosing crap. Because you know what it is? It's another stupid, irrelevant, dumb thing for people to talk
Isn't
about.
It just like homeopathy for drugs.
Basically, well, it's like you don't have to trip hard, but you'll get like the I don't know, dude. Who cares? It's dumb. So, anyway, wait, hold on. Federal law requires, this should be interesting. Federal law requires us to use our best efforts to collect and report the name, mailing address, occupation, name of employer for each individual whose aggregate contributions exceed $200 in a calendar year. Okay, so why the fuck? I mean, at least they're telling you that. But wait, see,
above $200?
Well, that makes me think there's some election thing going on here because if Donald Trump. So they're not really advertising it as such, but it must be through something like that. Because if Donald Trump wanted to put out like fundraisers that were just like, hey, give me money. Like anybody could do this. You could theoretically, now obviously you wouldn't be able to use GoFundMe if you're a white nationalist or, you know, right winger of some kind or a racist or something. But you could theoretically put out a website, like just give me personally, just give me money. And there's no FEC reporting requirement. You know, if you're not, because that's the FEC, $200 is the FEC reporting number. Like, over $200, you have to be reported to the Federal Election Commission, which will actually make your shit public. They'll put it out there, and that's actually, people have gotten, when David Duke was running for Congress, and when Paul Nealon was running, or for Senator, whatever he was running for, there were people, you know, of course, the Antifa, they went in and they found people. There was this guy who gave David Duke like $500 and they destroyed his restaurant business. There are people who were giving money to Paul Nealon over that number. It's in the FEC database. And they were also then looked up by Antifa. So like they just use everything they can is a tool of political repression. It's like, why isn't there a law that you cannot face retaliation for these political donations? There actually are in some states. Like, I believe New York and California have laws like this. Theoretically, you cannot, it's illegal to punish somebody for that kind of thing.
They're probably going
to
get rid of those soon, right?
Well, they don't need them anymore. They needed them in the 1960s so that people wouldn't fire faggots and communists. Because back then, people would have fired faggots and communists. Now they fire people who are not faggots and communists.
Yeah, I can see where that would come from.
Yeah, it's like, basically, Jews are like, shit. Okay, the utility of these laws has been outlasted. The one thing, the reason they're probably not doing it is so few white nationalists actually access these laws. But yeah, so that's like, so this must be some kind of, or it might be that this is the dark money operation this is going through is some kind, is like a super PAC or, yeah, it's a super PAC. So that's why they have all that shit. But I don't actually take any advice from me on how any of this stuff works. I don't know. I don't understand how it works. I'm not legally explaining to you how 501c4s or super PACs or political parties and FEC requirements work. I don't. I actually legitimately don't understand it. And that's on purpose. It's on purpose so Jews can just have these stupid laws that they have the attorneys to understand and to get around. And additionally, they just won't prosecute each other for it. But all the rest of us have to walk on a tightrope when doing political contributions because we don't know if we're breaking the fucking law. It's bullshit. So Trump, you know, what's funny is the Republican Party, in the last few months, Trump was very good at getting high numbers of small dollar donations, but like no other Republican does this, which is another thing that shows you how actually popular Ron DeSantis is and how actually popular some of these Peter Thiel Republican candidates are and these other people. Like, they don't get that. Like, J.D. Vance does not get.
Yeah, they're just astroturfed.
Right. Like, Ron DeSantis and J.D. Vance and these type of people, and what's this other guy, Masters, Blake Masters or whatever, the guy in Arizona. Like, these people don't get large numbers of small dollar donations. Donald Trump is the only one that does it. The rest of them just do not rely on the same Jewish billionaire funding system that they all do. So yeah.
Apparently the Sheldon Adelson money hasn't run out yet somehow.
It was a lot of money. I mean, look, if you gave me $50 million, you know, like a couple years ago, I probably would be hard to run out. I mean, there's a lot of money there. But, you know, they also would do a thing where, like, both Sheldon Adelson and his wife would, like, donate the same huge, like, same, they each would give $50 million. So it's like, okay. And they always give it through, like, some foundation or something like that. Like, look at how he and his wife both have a foundation. I mean, come on. It's just, like, get the fuck out of here. But, yeah. I mean, this Save America shit, this is literally just to grift off people. Like, this is literally just to take normal people's money. Like, the big Jew donors don't donate through this. This is targeted at frankly, you know, people who actually can't afford it, honestly. People who could use, should probably just keep that money and spend it for themselves in case they get sick in this fucking system and have to access the healthcare system. Or maybe they need to get a lawyer. Store. Or maybe just to buy gas and food. Or if the FBI raids your house, you're going to need an attorney. Just keep your money for yourself.
Trump's got plenty. The FBI is
going to raid your house now, so. Yeah, when the FBI raids your house. I mean, just assume they will. They'll be raiding everyone's house.
Eventually, you're going to say the wrong Fed post on Facebook.
Or just eventually just going to be, you're going to be white in public, and they're just going to come and raid your house. You know, just, there it is. So, yeah, I don't know. Anything more on this?
Wait, what were we talking about?
Just this Trump Mar-a-Lago shit.
No, Like I said, it looks like it's essentially the case is that his library card has expired. Something along those lines.
Yeah, it's something fake. So I actually have this one thing. This is the Scott Perry guy. So let's just, this video, there's a video here on this news site. Let's see what this guy is saying. Okay, look at this. We got this, like.
And Lori, in a statement given to Fox News, Representative Perry said he was approached yesterday by three FBI agents who handed him a warrant to turn over his cell phone. He called it outrageous but not surprising. In the statement, Perry says the FBI made no attempt to contact his lawyer, who he says would have made arrangements to hand over the phone. He also said that the phone possesses information about his political activity and personal life, which he says are not the government's business. Perry, a five-term congressman, has been a loyal Trump ally and a target of interest of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack. The committee says Perry was a part of multiple meetings with former President
Trump. I mean, look at this white bread fucking Republican nigga. Like, is this guy's like a target, a serious target of the House committee? Like, what is this guy doing? Other than being a general scumbag Republican.
I hope the ladybugs were on a different phone.
So here he gives, like, an interview here. I mean, this guy is, like, definitely a bullshit artist. But it's, like, it's, like, funny because it's, like, the FBI is treating unsympathetic people like shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm against what they're doing, but I'm also, like, not particularly sympathetic to these people because they themselves are also scumbags. But it is a bit outrageous for them to, just roll up on you and give us your phone. It's like, wait, what? And also, I don't even, you know, I wouldn't give it to them. I'd be like, fuck no.
Where's your warrant?
Well, they had a warrant.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I would still not do it.
To unlock the phone?
Yes, they can get into your phone. This shit of them not being able to break into a phone, they've long since passed that hurdle. They've got all those companies gave them either they hacked it or they've all, but since, like, you know, strong encryption is actually still, I don't think they have computers can hack it. They don't need it. Also, that's the other thing, they don't need it. They don't need the kind of encryption when they can bring somebody into a room and be like, give us a back door, or, like, you know, we'll find something to fuck with you, some way to fuck with you. Also, Google, they're like, here, FBI, here, before you even ask, here's all the back doors to the apps. Yeah. Here's how you can just, here, like, the FBI's like, Google, listen, you're sending us too much data. We are having a hard time filtering all of it and finding what's relevant. You're just dumping like way too much user data on us. We know everything about every person and where they drive, you know, every place they've been on vacation. We know it's just too much. We actually need a mechanism to narrow this down to something actually interesting. But here he's talking to this fucker.
Cassidy Hutchinson says you sought a preemptive pardon.
Look, the notion that I sought a pardon for myself or anybody else is just a baseless, soulless lie.
Well, hold on a second, though. I would be like, fuck yeah, I sought a pardon. Like, why is that? Like, why is that a bad thing to do? First of all, he probably did. But what is he afraid if it comes out that he asked Donald Trump for a pardon? What is he afraid of? Like, I would be like, fuck yeah. I sought a pardon. I don't want you people to do it, to be able to do shit to me. Like, why would you not just accept? Why would you not just own that? I don't know. Maybe because it's like, it's tantamount to a confession that he did something wrong.
Yeah.
But I would say no. I would say no.
It's really not, though.
It's not, because I know these fucking people will find anything. So I just want to be covered. I didn't do anything wrong, but I still want that pardon. I want to be pardoned for not doing anything wrong. You know, frankly, I want to walk around with immunity.
Yes.
Basically, is what I want.
Diplomatic immunity.
Right.
All my Fed posts are okay.
Yeah, yeah. Preemptive pardon for all your Fed posting. You can Fed post from now. Now, obviously, see, I would issue those if I were dictator of America. I would just issue Fed posting permits to my friends.
Just give me like an indulgence.
Yeah,
I have the right to do five Fed posts this week.
It's like I've purchased the right. I haven't hit my fifth. That one wasn't quite a Fed post. That was just, you know.
Sven got a whole lot of indulgences recently.
Well, yeah, from me. I'm not gonna be indulging that. We can't indulge that too much longer. But yeah. So here.
Why is she saying this?
Look, it's hard to prove a negative. I'm just telling you it never happened, and that's all I can say.
Why not go before the committee and tell them your side of the story?
This committee.
So wait, why is the reporter acting
Dr.
like
a Zayas motherfucker?
Yeah, first of all, yeah. But one second, this reporter is basically acting as like the representative of the committee.
Yeah.
Like why are you acting? Why are you taking a side here? Why are you? Is that this questioning is not just like it's not. Oh, why these questions? Anyway.
Committee, so called. I say that because it's not really constituted as a committee. Has already determined the outcome. There's no cross examination. You get no due process in this committee. So why would anybody subject themselves to that?
Do you wish you would have done anything different as far as talking to Jeffrey Clark, getting involved in some of the president's claims?
My job, one of my jobs as a representative, is to echo the concerns.
I'll be like, do you wish you'd done anything different rather than being like a local news reporter repeating shitty libtard talking points? Like, that's what my response to this type of question would be. Like, do you ever wish you'd done something different? Then go around like bothering people.
Have all kinds of emotional problems, and they're alcoholics. You ever regret your job choice?
Yeah. Do you ever regret like the fact that your job is to go around just like bothering people with dumbass like libtard political points?
Do you ever want to kill yourself because you make $30,000 a year and you work for BuzzFeed?
Right, and that's the best you can do. Like you know, for whatever reason, you decided.
How are they still around?
What's that?
BuzzFeed. How is BuzzFeed still functioning?
Well, BuzzFeed makes money. Just the people that work for them that don't make any money.
Is Huffington Post still around, or is that gone?
Huffington Post still around. They fired all the women in black, so they're still around.
They got like three people for them.
What's funny is every time Huffington Post did like an employee purge, it was like blacks and women. So it's like basically being run by white men again.
A Huffington Post article in forever. There we go. Huff Post.
It's still there, but like.
It's the fifth. What else we got?
Oh, they're going to be all over. They're probably like. HuffPost is probably like January 6th committee like fanfic like all day, right? Like that's all they're going to be about. They're going to be all about like the latest in the January 6th.
Nothing that Trump should.
Iranian operative charged in plot to murder John Bolton. That's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a fuck.
Kick off.
Is there any way we can give him a medal? They'll probably use this to like. They'll probably knowing conservatives. They'll be like. They'll be like blaming libtards like you, because you love Islam. You're letting this Iranian target patriots like John Bolton. It's just like, oh god. So let's see. Is there any more?
I think they're going to fold HuffPost under though, because I actually don't ever see their links in aggregators.
They've taken a big hit. The problem is they oversaturated that space. And they got really oversaturated, particularly after Charlottesville. like a lot of Jew money got pumped into that space, like that shit tier, like post-ironic anti-Nazi, like Antifa crappy, like urbanite blog. And the number of people that read that shit does not in any way justify the amount of money they put into it. The reason they put money into it was they were basically paying these reporters to be like anti-Nazi intelligence agents. That hasn't really panned out because, one, those operations, those websites weren't self-funding. More, they needed more money put in. They were incapable of making a profit. And politically, this tactic stopped being useful because people started to realize, one, shut these journalists completely out. They never talk to them, never let them cross the threshold. Never, you know, like vampire, like you have to invite them in for them to hurt you. So just don't talk to them. Like, never answer their calls, never answer their text messages. And if they write something, just ignore them. And if you lose your job, just get another one in a couple of weeks or something like that. A lot of people have been able to do that. Like, I've known so many people that got doxxed and lost their job, and like 2 months later, they just have another job.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever get doxxed again, and like I have journalists hit me up, what do you think about just doing the Sam Hyde line about what you really should be worried about? You know where I'm going.
Yeah, no, you, I would say you can do whatever you want. Right, okay. I don't want to. Well, don't do anything that's going to get you sent to prison.
We don't want to offer legal advice here.
Well, this is not legal advice. I'm just saying, like, I would tell our ordinary listeners and fans, like, you should just avoid, like, don't talk to these people, shut the door in their face, don't acknowledge them, don't ever. But for someone like me, you know, there's no reason for me not to take a journalist call and just fuck with them and then put the recording out on the website. You know, like, I'm going to do that. Because it's been also, frankly, the people want it. It's like some of the most popular content. I wish journalists would call me more, because I would love to just fuck around with them. But anyway, I don't know. Does this fucking Perry character, is there anything interesting wide out there? Is, but let's see.
With my constituents, and at that time, literally thousands of calls coming in, concerns about the election, about the integrity of the election.
There was violence at the Capitol. Is that just going too far in questioning an election, and electors, an election that you won and Republicans did very well?
See, again, right. Like, hate this. I was just advocacy, local news, advocacy journalism.
You won the election, so it must be legitimate, right?
Well, I mean, frankly, that's actually not a bad question. it's like you won an election, and you're saying the election you won was fake? I mean, is that what you're saying? Like, I'm just kind of curious.
Well, the fraud put certain people over the edge where they lost.
Yeah, it'd be like, not everybody was targeted. Yeah, that's easy. And not everybody was targeted with this fraud, if you wanted to go with that. So it's actually fairly easy. What's funny is even we could think better points for their own stupid
their
shit.
Their arguments better than they can.
They should hire us as consultants. Even for your dumb shit, we have better ideas. Well, the reason is because, in fact, Jews are paying them to be dumb. That's what's really going on. Jews pay these people to be
better
stupid.
Better narratives for you in literally 5 seconds.
Yes.
Pay me
and
$5
also,
to do it.
Better ways to own this interview. Like, again, never answer this bitch's question. Like, first of all, I would have said, yeah, I sought a pardon. What are you going to do about it?
I sought a pardon because the system is going to fuck me relentlessly, regardless of whether I did a crime.
Right. Like seeking a pardon doesn't mean I did any crimes. What I'm seeking is some way to protect myself from malicious fucking investigation by this illegitimate FBI. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with it. She would then shut that. You would shut this bitch's lying mouth right away. You know, like, if you look, conservatives, even from your own perspective, we will come up with better ways to shut their lying mouths than you do. But yeah. Yes. So that's one of the things, the worst things about the Trump universe is that you hate these people. When you look at them on your own and you see their like dishonesty and grifting and bullshit, like the Save America PAC and shit like that. Like this dude is literally like getting people to give them Social Security check. People who obviously like older people who need that money for themselves. Like I said, God forbid, you know, they need to go drive in their car, go grocery shopping.
This is like an Amazon Mail Services scam.
It's such a low level and shitty scam.
You get the fucking text message about how your account has suspicious activity. Now you're supposed to click on this link that's just a bunch of gobbledygook.
It's like that level of stuff. But so people that do this, and like this Scott Perry, probably also a scumbag like this, just like grifting people and being as generally slimy. And then the libtard media like actually makes them sympathetic. And like I know what it's intended to do, because I know what it does to me. Like, if you see it, it's for you. Like, I have to catch myself to not just start being, like taking their side in these arguments. You know, because it's like the instinct is to take the side of the one who's getting fucked on this and who kind of is like you or you're kind of adjacent to you, you know? Like, I see how I react when libtards do this. And it almost sucks me back in, even though I know better and I preach knowing better. So obviously, like, if you see it, it's for you. So obviously that stuff is for me. And in another universe, I might have, like, been all about, like, defending President Trump from these illegitimate attacks. You know, I mean, could have, you know, that could have happened in some universe, maybe. But you see, that's part of this, fuck, that's part of the thing. Like, we've talked about this endlessly. The media being tough on these people and being shitty and underhanded. And it's so funny. It actually works both ways because libtards actually like that. They like the media being, like, slimy and passive-aggressive because that's how they are. And so they see it and it's for them. And also for, like, conservatives, they see it and it's for them. And for people like us, I see it and it's for me because I'm like, wow, you're being a piece of shit. I hate you on general principle. But you can't get sucked back into it because all of it is a big, fat, fake show being run. So you put money in the pockets of people that are run by Jews.
Democrats question.
See, Trump now, in the also, days leading up like, to the attack these,
that were aimed at overturning the
also,
2020
like, why,
election
why
results.
I didn't
News 8
ask
reached
for this.
Out to both Perry and his spokesperson
what?
For comment.
Okay, I had to find the tab to close. Like, that's another reason you should hate these. This whole system is.
It's the autoplay where you
autoplay, and it's like play on scroll. Like, it's like because it's like the feature where like when you scroll the video into the focus part of your browser, it starts playing. It's like no, it's the most obnoxious.
Yeah, why would I want that as a feature?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, when I was a developer, clients used to ask for this type of shit. They wanted ways to, like, force viewers to, like, watch videos. And I would always tell them,
your
like,
article, I want to read your article. I don't want to automatically see your gay video.
I would always tell them, every time I got a product requirement from a client that wanted, like, the because they what would happen is they would put money into the video. Like, the production of the video would be cost them resources. And they would put money, and they'd be, like, proud of the video, or they would just, like, have invested in it, so they want people to fucking see it. So they tell me to, like, do things code-wise to, like, force people to fucking watch it.
That's not any long legs. It's a spider. It's a spider. Daddy long legs.
You got a spider?
No. You, Mark was confused about this spider.
I can't see shit. It just looks like...
It really called it a daddy long legs. I'm like, yeah, no, that's a spider. Daddy long legs is not a true spider.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. I believe it has a cephalothorax, right?
Well, they got, like, more than 8 legs. Yeah, like... 12 legs.
Cephalothorax, so like their head and their thorax are one thing.
Well, daddy long legs is just like a little dot with like a bunch of little spindly legs.
A spider's like cephalothorax and has an abdomen. Daddy long legs, all that stuff is like one unit, I think. I don't know. I'm not as keen.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I had a spider.
What the hell was I talking about?
This isn't the beginning of the show, so we don't talk about wildlife at the beginning of the show. At the end of the show, we talk about the beginning of the show. But I actually had to kill a rather large wolf spider that had created a nice little nest for itself up in one of the corners.
I remember what you're talking about. Let's get back on track to that for a second. Why the fuck, if I'm reading an article, do they understand how jarring it is if I'm reading the article for a video to suddenly start playing and screaming at me in the middle of it?
Well, there's ample research on this, okay? So
I turned my volume all the way up because I was just listening to The Weeknd.
Right?
They should understand this because, like I said, there's a lot of research because in the field that I used to be in, I used to do this work, there's tons and tons of research on how users behave when they get certain stimuli from this pit site they're looking at. A lot of money went into this. And all the advice, never have video and audio features autoplay. Never. It makes people close the fucking window, and you lose them totally. But clients, nevertheless, would always say, can you make it play the video? Like, we got a great video. We want everyone watching it. And so it's like, I was like, no, you never force people to watch video.
No, because they're not going to watch it. They're going to close it.
First of all, you shouldn't have spent this much money on your dumb video, because no one cares anyway. Right? Frankly, these stupid videos are like busy work for hipsters. Like, fuck your videos. Like, oh, I do video production. Like, fuck off. Like, nobody likes videos. Like, people want videos of, like, not that shit. Like, particularly advertising type
shit. They want, like, interview videos. That's what they want.
Or a video that's, like, somewhat interesting. Like, I don't know what niggers or whatever want. Maybe they like, or they just don't care. They're just stimuli. Like, they're interested in it as long as it's exciting. You know, that might be why things are so stupid and shitty and frenetic and fast-paced and colorful now. It's just because, like, niggers, they need to get their attention.
Just make everything like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, like everything is like, it's like everything. Like go to Times Square. I mean, that's already like Dragon Ball Z. Like all media, all visual media is like that bright colored and frenetic and insane. It's like Nigger Paradise, like constant dopamine hits. Like, and then they're like powers up. They think it's melanin, but it's just dopamine. Anyway. So, yes, this is our descent into...
a stupid jungle creature, and you respond to stimuli. Novel stimuli gets your attention because you're a fucking monkey.
Right, no, it's definitely true. Like I said...
Goodness, that means a berry I can eat, nigga.
Like I said, the NJP protests we've done, invariably, we get, like, multiple times, cars full of niggers pass by, and, like, they lean out the windows and honk and wave, and they have no fucking clue what we're about. They don't give a shit. The funny thing is, like, our protest is probably more... There's like more excited. We're like more animated than like faggot libtards who stand around like whining. So it's like more, like it's, you know, fewer people, but like higher impact of the message and the way we're behaving and like what
maybe
we're saying.
Blacks are actually like excited to see white people not being gay.
I think it doesn't bother them. I'll tell you what, it doesn't bother them. Or they're kind of like, well, I mean, because the thing is, blacks are told that white people are always like this, but then. I wonder if that... I don't know. Who knows? But it seems to me like there's a lot of stuff out there that tells you that white people are, like, white supremacists. And some of it pretends, like, The Root. Like, do black people read The Root? I don't think so.
Black people don't read.
Right. So, The Root is a very, very specific thing. I don't think white people really read it either. I think it's a very specific kind of, like, sort of bug black, like, mulatto hipster thing, right? Like, the kinds of blacks that read The Root... are probably, frankly, like more afraid of an actual black neighborhood than a white person.
I feel like this is like Huffington Post again. It's just, it's losing money the whole time, and eventually they'll fold it.
Yes. Like, The Root, there's no way The Root makes any money.
There's no way.
Unless it's just by clickbait, like absolutely outrageous clickbait headlines that get like actual racists to click on it to just get angry. Like, wow, look at this Root headline. I'm going to read this and get all pissed
off. Stupid niggers. I'm going to give them money.
Well, I mean, like, for like the stuff on that their article. I mean, let's just go to The Root right now. Just, we're falling for the thing. See, this is how it works.
We're
right?
going to do the specific thing. We're
well,
not supposed to strike
who's going to read The Root? Like, frankly, like, racists. Like, white hipsters don't read this shit. So, actually, maybe there's a lot of dumb shit about celebrities on this paper now.
And the other one, you got Ebony, but Ebony has a magazine. Like, they have physical media, I think, right?
Ebony was a magazine, like, in the dentist's office when I was a kid.
I'm going to say that they do.
Yeah, they do. And it used to, like, Usher was on the cover, like, every time.
Yeah.
You know, like, every cover was Usher in, like, a different power suit for, like, a decade on Ebony, you know, or something like that. You know, like Michael Jordan, and they would be doing the black entrepreneur shit. But back then, it was even faker because it was like just this magazine. But I doubt black people read that magazine. Like the people that bought that magazine were like dentists to put it on the table in the waiting room. You know, it's just a habit there. I don't know. Yeah, I actually go to The Root, and there's like nothing political. It's all like Beyonce and celebrity stuff and Serena Williams. Oh, here we go. They've actually got a thing about the federal sentencing now of the McMichaels. And so they've got that. I'm sorry, but if someone is sentenced to life in prison, why not just kill them? Okay. This is how this nigger opens this article about the McMichaels. I mean, we are essentially asking society to care for them. Okay, all right. Let's, you know what, nigger? Challenge accepted.
Why don't we implement this standard across the board then?
Right. So here we go. So this is the article. Ahmaud Arbery's killer sentenced to life for federal hate crimes. Travis and Greg McMichael and William Bryan were convicted violating Arbery's civil rights. And so Sasina K11 says, I'm sorry, but if someone is sentenced, this is the discussion. So there's a video up here. Oh, so this isn't the article. This is just a comment. Anyway, let's go with it anyway. I don't care. So I'm going to send Salida in prison. Why not just kill him? Okay. Do you know? I mean, obviously, they don't understand, like, the full implication of saying that. Like, yeah. Like, okay. How many niggers would die then? Like, you realize like a lot of black people would be killed.
Hit up the Innocence Project and see what their opinion is on it.
Right, right. Well, their opinion is also Travis and Gregory McMichael should be executed.
Right.
Like that's
but on that
thing.
General policy, what would their opinion be?
Yeah, no, their policy they would say no, but in this case yes.
Yes, in this case yes. We'll make a special exception because we have no principles.
Right, we just hate whites. The principle is hating whites. So everybody has a principle. The issue is what is.
My North Star is hating Jews. It actually works out a lot better than hating whites.
Well, think about this for a second. This is something I was actually making. This is actually a great rhetorical point I came up with. And I made it over the weekend. I meant to make it on the show. So let's think about for a second, like monkeypox. And every news article I read about this and where they actually discuss who is getting it and how, they do say it's like gays or men who have sex with men. And they say that that a lot of times, I was reading this in like some New York-based website, they're like packed parties. Are a way that this gets spread. You get spread at packed parties.
I guess we shouldn't have NJP anymore.
Right. So this is my point. So what I was like is like, but what's funny is like, why don't you actually tell people what's going on at that party? And if you didn't think there was anything wrong with it, you would, right? You would actually say parties where hundreds of men have anal sex with multiple strangers and drink each other's urine and probably do other things that I don't even want to say because it's so fucking disgusting. Like, even this is makes me uncomfortable. But, like, men, hundreds of men, gay men get together and they do this stuff with multiple strangers. Like, highly risky, invasive, gross, disgusting sexual activity involving multiple bodily fluids and bodily excretions. They do for entire weekends. And they get this disease. Why not describe what's actually going on? But if you think about it, when you talk about what's going on at something where there's nothing wrong with it, you don't have to lie. So if there's like a packed concert, and it's legitimately like a concert, like say it's a bunch of hippies go to a concert, what do? Well, they watch some boomer play like annoying rock music and they smoke joints.
I went to a Kid Rock concert and I got monkeypox.
But no, you went to a Kid Rock concert and you probably drank like a lot of cheap beer and like got drunk and like jumped up and down and yelled or something like that, right? Like no one's embarrassed about that. Like that's everybody can be. You can be honest with the public about what you did. Like I went to a packed concert and I drank beer and I smoked a joint and I like had fun or whatever, right? Like something like this, right? You wouldn't lie. Even people that are doing like technically illegal things like smoking weed, they don't need to lie. Like everyone expects if you go to like a hippie concert, you smoke weed. Go to church, right? They say, there's a packed church. What do these people do at church in a packed church? Well,
yeah, you're there to drink cheap beer and smoke weed, right?
Sometimes, yes, if it's a Protestant church. Or you, if it's like a non-denominational Protestant church, you can either smoke weed or take communion. I mean, what do they do? You read from the Bible, you hear the sermon, you take Eucharist, and you go home. Like, whether it's a packed church or whatever. So it's like when people go and do things in public, like they don't need to lie about what they did if it's not something that's, like, obviously. Even the people advocating for faggots don't want to tell you what. So why not?
Yeah. Well, they kind of do this with blacks too. You know, the gathering. There was a gathering.
Right.
There was a gathering of blacks. And right. Some gunfire erupted.
It just happened. Or like Ethan Liming. Like there was a fight, and then Ethan Liming was reported dead. Like, wait.
They have to micromanage the optics of faggots and niggers because these people have no concept of. Oh, I really shouldn't say that. It really looks bad. Like. You remember, like, what was this? I guess it was, like, 2008. The fags hated Rick Santorum because he was, like, a huge Christian, and they started, like...
Yes.
I don't even want to say what Santorum meant to these
Everybody
people.
Knows.
Everybody knows. You can Google it. That's how disgusting
don't even
fags
Google
it,
but this is how
That's
gross
how
they
disgusting
are.
Fags
that the own was that Santorum is, like, the really malodorous residue from anal sex, basically.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And... this is something that fags are like intimately familiar with and are just okay as having as an everyday or every hour in some case, every
they
15 minutes.
That
part
was
of
an
their
okay
life.
Thing to tell normal people.
Right.
Well, you see, they didn't get it or they thought it was just funny. And there was even like libtards who weren't faggots that also thought this was funny.
I remember that.
And I'm like, but wait a sec. First of all, like that's just this guy's name. Why don't you just say like, I hate Rick Santorum? Instead of like... Like,
I think Dan Savage was spearheading that thing, right?
Yeah, that's actually a very interesting case because it's like what is it about that that is actually supposed to make me hate Rick Santorum? Like, I actually don't particularly like Rick Santorum, but, like...
You associated his name with something disgusting that fags do. I think I hate fags now,
actually. It seems like I actually hate you. I kind of hate you a lot more than him. Like, he didn't really do anything wrong other than make you mad. And since you're obviously a filthy, disgusting piece of shit, well, seems to have backfired. But again, yeah, this kind of ironic hipster libtard crap. The worst were, like, the people who were not faggots doing this that, like, also thought this was funny. It's like... I bet you if you actually... See, the thing you're not getting, libtard, is, like, the faggots that made this up, they deal with this substance or this byproduct constantly. Like I said, every day or even every hour, every 15 minutes in some cases. It's like an intimate, constant part of their life. Like, if you were to ever come anywhere near that, you would be so disgusted.
It smells like bleach and C. diff, probably. Alex knows exactly.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not really familiar with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can... It's just like... I don't even... It's just awful. Like, it's really gross. Just thinking about it. And they even said it was, like, foamy. The foamy residue.
Yes. No, I remember. I recall.
Because apparently, like, the lube, like, when you work it... Yeah. Like, when it's worked, it actually foams. Anyway.
Anyway.
Facts.
You guys want to talk about kikes?
Well, I mean, I guarantee you there were some Jews involved in that Rick Santorum thing, too. But yeah, that's a funny...
Isn't Dan Savage Jewish?
Yes.
Yes. Who's Dan Savage?
He was literally spearheading this, from what I recall.
Yeah, so then, the Jew was involved in it. So it's a Jew and a fag. That's the kind of... That's when it's like you're fairly confident in your own...
Not the good kind, like Glenn Greenwald.
Glenn Greenwald also, like, deals with Santorum. Guaranteed. I don't even want to call it that, because that's actually... I don't like Rick Santorum, but I'm not going to buy into your stupid fucking bullshit thing. Their idea, actually, the funny thing, the worst part about it is that it kind of worked. Because what they did was they poisoned this guy's name with this meme. And through, like, the use of, like, viral bullshit on the internet, it actually worked, and that kind of sucks.
Like, well, I think they hit at the right moment in internet history where you could do that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, if they tried something like that today, they'd have, like, armies of, like, right-wing, like, spurgy, young right-wing white guys, like, online being like, you know, faggots are fucking disgusting and need to die because they fucking eat each other's fucking piss and shit.
Yeah, I don't think that's... You couldn't do it now because they would just respond with monkeypox memes. It wouldn't work.
Or just, like, tell you. Or you get, like, a common filth guy who, like, goes into intimate detail about, like, what goes on. You're like, all right.
Yeah, I didn't need to know that much common filth.
Well... I mean, maybe you did, though. Maybe you did. You shouldn't have to.
I got way more homophobic. I hate fags now.
I, like, really... It's not just hate. I'm like these are a biological threat. Like, that's the thing. I don't think people understand homophobia as an evolutionary, literally, natural evolutionary response to a bio threat.
I don't like them calling it homophobia because they're trying to gaslight you into saying, yeah, I'm too brave to be homophobic.
Well, they make not being anti-gay, like, the courageous thing. Well, I would say courageous in, like, the way that, like, you know, jumping off of a cliff into, like, a volcano is courageous. I mean, I get you're going to die, but, like, I guess there's some amount of, you know, physical. Like,
why would I be afraid of gay people, though? What are they going to do to me? Are they going to slap fight me?
Well, they're going to give you diseases.
And that's the thing. It's more of a purity aspect, not...
Well, think about
it. Not a fear, not a phobia.
Well, let me explain something. Think about it. I legitimately have like a phobia of snakes. Like I know a lot of people have it of spiders. Something like 85% of the human population has a phobia of snakes or spiders. Not everybody. Some people have both. Some people have just one. I'm not afraid of spiders, but snakes really give me the creeps, and I don't want to. You know, I don't like them. And I wouldn't even say I'm terrified of them. As I've gotten older, it's gotten better. But the point is, why? Why is this also a common thing for people to have? Well, obviously, it's an evolutionary response to the fact that snakes are often venomous and dangerous. And also, they like, get into stuff, and they'll hide, and they get you. You know, that's what the fear is. So, it's actually, if you go and you tell, like, a psychologist, oh, yeah, like, and it's not even experience with snakes. I don't have much experience with them, but I have this fear of them. Why? Well, that's just a perfectly natural response to a possible threat. It's an evolutionary response. Okay. Now let's do fags.
Well, the thing is, though, that's not a fear, though. It's a disgust.
it triggers a disgust response.
Which there is an evolutionary reason for the disgust.
Right. Disgust responses
are... I'm propulsed by this shit for a reason. Right. It's literally, by weight, a third bacteria.
Right, and that's the point. Like, that's... Yeah, I didn't actually know that, but yeah, I knew enough not to disregard it in any case. What's his name said in Pulp Fiction? He's like, I don't trust any animal that's not smart enough to disregard its own feces. Yeah. I was like, well, that's actually... But in any case, the point here is, like, you could call... I could even say I've got, like, a phobia of snakes. Like, it's kind of like a fear. Can't really do anything about it. But again, you can understand the evolutionary roots of something like that. Like, Alex doesn't fear snakes or spiders because he's, like, a weirdo. But, I mean, just speaking in terms of averages of the human population, you are outside the norm. Most people have a terror of one or the other. Not like niggers. Niggers have true animal terrors that are, like, hilarious. By the way, they're very funny. I remember we had a camp one year, we had a snake in the pool one morning. Oh, my God, those niggers were going... nigger kids were going absolutely crazy. Snakes. Like, again, I'm afraid of snakes, but when I saw the snake in the pool, I didn't, like, jump up and down like a fucking monkey and scream my head off. I was like, all right, let's apply some rationality. How do we get the snake out of the pool without causing harm to humans? I don't know. Let's ask somebody who knows. Anyway. But
it's funny how instinctive niggers are about snakes. It makes me wonder how many niggers every day just die in Africa from things like black mambas and shit.
Yeah, no, that's no. I think so. If you think about it,
hapless nigger being victimized by snakes all day long.
You know, they say a lot of animals, predatory animals particularly, like, you're not supposed to run from them because then you're acting out the role of prey. Well, I think
they're so big.
Yeah.
With snakes, I think you can just run from them. And, like, get away. Like, I don't think they can chase you. They don't really that fast.
Really aggressive. Yeah, it's not like the snake is drill. It's not like most snakes are trying to eat you. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of Africans that get eaten by snakes.
They're probably that stupid, yeah. They
probably get eaten by goddamn pythons over there.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's parts that, you know...
I mean, it sounds to me like, depending on which part of Africa you're in as a nigger, you may just be part of the food chain.
Yeah, no, they're just another fauna in that they're not, like, yeah... But
they're not really the apex predator.
No, I don't think that they
malaria
are.
Malaria feeds on you, so I think malaria is the apex predator.
Yeah, mosquitoes seem to have beaten you out. But the only thing that rescued you was whites. White people had to come in there and save you from the mosquitoes. Literally true. And it was a bad move, actually, honestly.
Can we take away the DDT and the nets? Can we just do that?
Yeah. Dude, what's funny is it's like the nets. Like, the most basic thing of net. Like, there have been 8 organizations that have given blacks in Africa, like, just, like, large numbers of mosquito nets. And they'll send, like, some, like, buttgoy, like, altruistic white person to go and teach them how to put up the netting. And they just don't do it. They just don't do it. Like, the day after the missionary leaves, it's like, oh, all these niggas got malaria.
Why are you going to let mosquitoes just chew on you?
Well, maybe they are incapable of understanding that malaria comes from that. Like, I'm going to die if this happens. Like,
but even if you don't get it, it's just irritating. They're just annoying.
Extremely irritating to get bitten by a fucking mosquito.
Yeah, it's just fucking irritating.
I mean, if you give me netting, yeah, of course I'm going to keep out the fucking mosquitoes and flies and God knows what else. Like,
it's also like, even if it's an insect that's not going to kill you, it's annoying as fuck to have insects buzzing around you when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, especially when you sleep.
But yeah, no, these are the things that we might never understand. But the point being that your fear of a so-called fear, it's actually, even calling it a phobia wouldn't even be the worst. I understand what you're saying. Like, they're trying to make it like you're a pussy or something like that. But it's like, well, here's the thing. Are these people a biological threat or not? Like, they literally spread disease. Like, they are literally spreading diseases. This is just true. We can prove it. We can use the U.S. government's own resources to prove it. You know what an invaluable resource for this is?
The CDC.
The CDC. You would not believe the amount of incredibly inconvenient fucking data you can glean from the CDC that they just never tell you about faggots. It's like a gold mine. If you want to do anti-faggot research, that's cdc.org or .gov. Go there and just...
What is the percentage that have STDs in the homosexual community? It's like
all?
60 to 70, I
like
think.
All of them. I'm assuming this is all. You know what's funny? Even in the faggot community, like, niggers still get it more. Like, they say, like, and they try and pretend, the funniest is the language, that libtarded language.
The sickle cells don't really protect you from gonorrhea. That's the problem.
Right. But the language of, like, the fact of these fags getting all these diseases, and then even, like, blacks getting them, black faggots getting them worse, it's like there's some indescribable miasma, like, thing in the air that just, like, targets these people. Like, this is how they discuss it. It's like, we don't know why, and it's like, you don't know why? Because I do. I don't believe you that you don't know why. It was like, Ock Nation, when he reacted to this nigger on the news talking about, like, sociologists at Johns Hopkins are studying why certain parts of Baltimore are, like, harder hit by crime. He's like, really? He's like, you need a PhD for that? He's like, I'll tell you right now. And then they bring up the guy, the professor is studying, he brings up the video, and it's like some nigger with dreadlocks. He's like, this nigger... like, as if he don't know. And of course the answer was like racism. He's like, areas that deal with racism and police violence tend to have higher, like, murder rates. And it's like,
the areas that aren't racist enough. I mean, let's be real here.
If you were racist, they wouldn't have niggers around.
No, it's just full of blacks. It's just black people. It's like black people stuff. Like, there's just no, I mean, and frankly, everyone gets it. Everybody understands this. There might be some, like, naive boomer white people or something, someplace where they've not had to really deal with many blacks that might be dumb enough.
If Trump is a Democrat, so you give them the welfare, and then the welfare makes them into violent criminals. If you took away their welfare, they don't have to get jobs.
Yeah, like, I like this idea. Take away black people's welfare, and they'll just turn into, like, their behaviors will just be like that of, like, the ordinary white person. Yeah. Let's try it. It won't happen. They'll just riot. What will really happen?
If I give a bunch of white people money, they're not going to suddenly turn into criminals.
The other thing is, the ultimate lie is that blacks don't benefit from the welfare state. They absolutely do. It is very good for them. They get... Why wouldn't it be good for them? They get a bunch of free shit from the government. Like, I don't understand how that could ever be bad for you.
Law enforcement, you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, the welfare state has been great. That's like the biggest flaw in this Republic. I mean, it's not, there's a lot of flaws in this Republican argument, but like, I would just say, if someone came to me with that argument, like, I wish we could argue with like Sargon and skeptics again. That was so much fun. So I'd be like, actually, no, but welfare state is great for blacks. Watch V's like head explode at that. Like, no, V, you're wrong. Like,
I will take their welfare if they don't want it.
No, they want it. They're not going to listen to these fucking libertarians. They don't give a fuck. But yeah, no, the idea that it's bad for them is wrong. It's very, yeah, very good for them.
It's like you're going to shame them out of their welfare.
Well, no, your purpose there, this is actually a point I was trying to get to. This will be my final point. One of the functions of the two-party system is that the ideology of not getting benefits is then promoted by the Republican Party, who will do just enough activism to make the benefits inaccessible to their constituents. And they actually signal about, like, taking benefits away from their constituents. Like, you had these fucking Republican governors saying, like, we're not going to let that COVID unemployment in our state. Say, wait, what? Excuse me? You're not going to let your residents get $600 a week? Really? And this is a brave stand you're taking. What if they're black? Well... yeah. So all that stuff does is it allows the government to specifically tailor benefits for people that aren't white. That's what that Republican Party anti-welfare state activism does.
Sometimes you don't even have to deny the benefits to white people. You can just, like, my mom.
You shame them out of access.
Essentially shamed by her family out of taking Medicaid benefits. Like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, mom, I'd be like, girl, get that welfare.
Yeah, I would have. If I could go back in time and say, get all that motherfucking welfare, I would.
Get every single dollar you can out of fucking Uncle C-Sam.
Do you think I would have grown up to be a nigger if I'd had more food to eat in the house and better health care? Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's when it really... I don't know if anything could have been done in your case specifically, but no. But if you think about it, that's when it really starts to hit, right? Because, like, these people have kids now. I'm like, get that WIC. Get all that shit. Every fucking thing you can. Everything.
I had an ex-girlfriend who, like, pretended to be pregnant to get WIC benefits. Like, you go, girl. You do you.
Yeah, girl, get that.
What do you
girl, get that child support.
Taking advantage of benefits. Like, how does that benefit me?
It doesn't.
What kind of social cred do I get for
you
that?
Actually, that's the funny thing. You don't even get any credit for it. It's like if you at least got, like, respect. Like, you could walk around and other people are like, this guy's a great guy. Like, I really respect this guy. But they don't. People just think you're fucking dumb and annoying. Like, you'd put, like, a medal. Like, I didn't take... I refuse to take WIC. Put, like, a badge.
I just like paying into the system. It's destroying me and my people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pull anything out. Yeah, I just want to give into it.
I want to get tap water contaminated with lead.
Right. Yeah, no, I would say anybody in our thing, like, do whatever you can within the bounds of the law to get every dollar you can. There's actually more accessible than you might think. It's just you never thought to access it. And niggers don't get it themselves. They have, like, social workers that fill out all these applications.
Army of people.
They have a fucking whole... You talk about privileged. I mean, they're so... Blacks are so fucking privileged. They are so privileged.
Would you ever walk up to a black person and shame them for their welfare? You as the white person who's going to shame other whites?
There are probably some boomers that would, and I would love to see it.
Oh, man.
There are probably... But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? You were talking about the boomer sermons that you know, the one you had with your wife the other day at the bar. I'll bet you a lot of these boomers clam the fuck up when niggers come around. I'll bet you a lot of them shut their fucking mouths. I will bet you they do. This shit is up for others. This is my little fucking stump speech for other white people.
Yeah.
They probably just shut their fucking mouths.
Suddenly they realize that the audience may not be receptive. I think maybe on some level they understand that we're just humoring them at this point. Like, all right, boomer, yeah, you can go ahead and have your little tangent. That's fine.
You're going to be dead soon.
Yeah. you just say whatever it is you want to say.
Yeah.
You'll be dead. Yeah.
You don't deserve this. Anyway,
I think we're reaching the point where the listeners are probably humoring us.
Yeah.
So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back on Friday.
Yeah, I guess I'll do all the kike stories then.
Yeah, we had a whole plan where you were going to actually do content, and we just bullshit.
We're gonna use that form for bullshit. Get prepped on instead of having emergencies and things get in my way again.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that people actually like this a lot. They like this stuff. So yeah, we'll be back Friday, and I may or may not do the show with Warren tomorrow. I'm working on a project and you know, when I'm not doing shows, and so if I get it done and it works, then I will do the show with Warren. If not, I'll be working on it.
Well, just put Mark and Warren together. That'd be an interesting combo.
I don't even know how that would go.
I don't have no idea.
Like one conversation with him in person at NJP, so I don't know.
That'll probably go fine. I mean, you guys have kind of different interests, so I don't know, but we'll see. Anyway, there will be a show tomorrow night no matter what, but it just might not have me on it, which would be also nice because I could use a fucking break. But of course, when I take a break from this, I still have to do other shit. Anyway, we'll be back on Friday.
Always give your best. Never discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.